A good day. This gonna be a good day. This gonna be a good day. I don't think so.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they mean. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, noted attorney.
Yes.
FedEx Field stadium announcer.
Yes.
And occasional contributor to the Washington Post. My man, Philip Robert John Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm so glad you chose to start today's show with Phil, because he called me this weekend.
Yeah. And it's a good thing, because I so rarely start with Phil. What did Phil have to say to you this weekend?
He called to say congratulations.
On what?
Well, he knew before you guys that Carrie's going to have a baby on December 15th.
Are you kidding me?
That's the truth. We heard the heartbeat last week. I told my family yesterday.
You!
Son of a gun!
One over on us. You and I
sure
pride
did.
Ourselves on, well, you especially, who pride himself on knowing
everything.
All knowing.
And you both almost had me two times recently, because at John Pop's going away party, you said, so when are you going to get Carrie knocked up? And I'd heard the heartbeat like 48 hours before then.
Oh, you!
And I let it slip in New York, saying, when your kids get tired of the swing set, I'll buy it. And you said, is there something I should know? And I did know.
That's right. I was going to ask you about, oh my, Rob Spiewak.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Proud papa.
How is your wife ever going to push out a baby that's all head?
Let's just hope that the baby Spiewak takes after his mom or her mom.
Man, because, congratulations, Rob.
So that's the big news. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Prison Loaf and all the ships at sea.
All right, Mr. Keep a Secret.
That's pretty cool.
Say hi to America's favorite format flushers, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, you dirty
you,
dog, you.
Now, let me figure this out. Today is June 12th. It's June, July, August, September, October, November. December. So she's had your demon seed inside her for 3 months. You did that thing where you kept this secret for 3 months so people wouldn't find out, right? Just to make sure that the baby was okay.
I think I did the same thing too. That's cool.
The tradition is you want to wait for the first trimester to be over. And I told my dad on Saturday night, and I told my mom yesterday.
And you waited till today to tell us. Thanks, Rob.
We heard the heartbeat. You know, we wanted to make sure everything was good. We didn't want to let you down.
Congratulations.
That's the greatest thing in the world.
Congratulations.
Awesome. You know, way to go, and get ready for the greatest change you will ever experience.
I have all of your buttons turned on. I've got the buttons in the correct spot. I know you're over there giving me the sign.
No, he's just speechless. He's so happy for me.
Buzz, are you trying to say something right now?
He's been trying to speak for the whole opening of the show. And
well, I didn't get any reaction from Buzz.
I've been here. Look at it. I got that button's an A.
Right.
That says News Buzz.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's set. I don't know why we're not hearing Buzz today.
Try now.
Hello?
Hey, what if I push that? Yeah, no.
There you go.
How about that?
Buzz is B, not A.
Oh, Buzz is B, not A?
You were turning on the turntable.
B for Buzz.
Oh, okay.
B for Buzz.
Well, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Well, Buzz, is something like you'd like to say to old Rob here?
Absolutely.
I know you were chomping to say...
That is so mean. I know, I did that time. I turned the mic on.
We're happier.
No, congratulations.
Here we are. All
Buzz
together.
Says it. We say it.
Right.
You know, the trips to New York, we've all gotten crueler to each other. And I think it's improved the show,
it's
gentlemen.
Fun.
I really do.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. Well, way to go, Rob.
Thank you.
Oh, you stuck it to her,
yeah.
And you did not pull out. Good
way to
man.
Go. Way to go. Get ready for the life-changing experience that is fatherhood.
Good man. Well, as always, I think it'll be beautiful. So a Christmas baby,
yeah, like December 15th. We'll have a closer date after we have the sonogram, like at the end of July.
That's great.
But we have heard the heartbeats, so everything is
and,
okay.
Of course, with, you know, being close to the holiday and all, you don't ask her any time off during that time.
That's right. Well,
be
that's
very difficult.
We're shooting, you know, to have it done and back on the air in time for Christmas. We hope so. Got to run the board. And I'll tell you, the only thing that sucked about having the kid
what
is that
the
it only,
kid
it only had like 10 days 2 weeks and then it happened. I thought we were gonna have at least like 2 months of trying.
Mm-hmm.
And then back to normal.
So you've only been trying, so hey, that
yeah,
means you
right away.
Oh, he's a studly man.
I'm fertile.
So was she on the pill or were you just pulling out?
She was on the pill.
Oh, she was on the pill.
So you decided, you got together, so it really was a planned deal.
Yeah, we wanted to have it originally by 2000, and it's just going to apparently make it in under the wire. It's going to be a year 2000.
Rob Spiewak, who would have thought that?
That's wow. Very cool.
Who would have thought that? Way to go, Rob.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Rob Spiewak, the Spiewaks are having a baby.
And the worst thing is...
It's alive!
today.
Wow.
Today is Monday.
It's incredible.
June 12th, yep. year 2000. Phone number, same as it ever was. 877-365-3636.
I'm very shocked. The way he did that was very cool. Yeah. It was very, actually, really did catch both of us by surprise.
Took us totally by surprise. Well, congratulations, Rob.
Thanks.
Congratulations to Carrie.
That is so cool.
Buzz, I guess you would be next on the list to knock up your wife.
Or perhaps I was first. Who knows?
That's funny. That's funny.
Okay, Buzz. Touche. Touche. Well, the whole show today will be built around pregnant women.
Yes, yes. What a perfect day for Rob to make this announcement.
Because today we're having our first annual third trimester bikini contest, giving away a free trip to Los Angeles. The girls should be by shortly, and we have a tape measure. We're going to measure for the biggest belly. Not that that's going to be the final way that we pick the winner.
No, it's just going to be one of the contributing factors. You know, if there's a tiebreaker, and all things otherwise being equal, perhaps it will break the tie.
Right. There's also going to be the personality competition. Mm-hmm. There's going to be the question and answer competition.
Right.
And then there's going to be the talent competition. And, of course, part of it, this is just going to be us being very subjective about how beautiful these women look in their third trimester.
This is a beauty pageant. It is the third trimester beauty pageant. And like all good beauty pageants, we have the jive categories and we have the subjective categories.
And if all of the women agree, we will have those pictures up on the net so you can see exactly what we're looking at.
Amen.
And, that was... Oh, before I tell you why my wife was so mad at me on Friday, which has to do with the internet...
Mm-hmm.
Can I share with you guys a fantastic bruise?
Please do.
This is a bruise.
And this isn't where you want to have a bruise.
Yeah, remember when I told you I fell down the stairs last week?
Right.
I was laying there in agony, and my wife, the princess, was just laying up in bed, and she heard me, and she didn't even think anything of it.
This is when you went down, like, too early in the morning or something, there were no lights on?
Were you in a stupor? No, I was carrying the little dog. This was in the morning. I was carrying the little dog, and the big dog... got his feet tangled up underneath me as I was carrying the little dog downstairs.
I know you told this story, and now it's just somehow, now with the bruise and all, I'm chuckling because it's just funny the way you're telling this story. It was early in the morning then.
Yes. It was not a drunken fall, Mike.
And you bounced like Homer Simpson, and you hurt your back, right?
Yes, I hooked my heel when I was coming down the stairs. I was carrying the little dog, because I told you, the little dog's got the thing with his legs that he can't go up and down the stairs, so we carry him up and down the stairs. Oh, take a look at that. Robbie, take a look at that.
Lower back.
Good God! Isn't that beautiful? Buzzy?
Oh, my gosh. That is serious.
That looks like Gorbachev's head.
That's gigantic.
It does look like a port wine stain.
That is gigantic.
And that had been there for a week.
Yeah, didn't even notice it until this weekend.
No wonder that hurt.
Until this weekend when I actually took my shirt off outside. And immediately I heard, oh, my God. And I thought it was, at first I thought it was just because I'm taking my shirt off outside. And then everybody said, no, it's not that. We're used to that. What is that thing on your back?
That's why you've had the back trouble.
Yeah, right.
Sure. And it's not like muscle back trouble. That's like innards.
Right. Something's doing there.
Your innards.
That's all I know is that something's doing there. So when I showed Mike this before the show, Mike asked me, and rightly so, if I had used that in my ongoing battle with Frida.
Don and I compare notes on strategies, used to win arguments at home, and that to me would be like, please just ease up and then turn around and show, look at my brain!
No, I didn't pull that one out, although the fight that we had that started about this time on Friday was not concluded until maybe 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon.
That's a marathon.
It was one of those long ones, where even during the show, I called a couple of times during the show, and I tried to extend the olive branch, and she hung up on me. We got home from New York on Friday night. Mm-hmm. I came home. She says, hello. I said, hello. I think, is she going to say something? She said nothing, so I thought, well, what the hell? So now it becomes a pissing contest, because we're both
war of attrition.
We're both so stubborn.
Uh-huh.
So we wake up on Saturday morning, and she says to me, listen, I want to apologize for Bart's sake.
Oh, that's not an apology.
I said, no, unacceptable. No. She said, no, he doesn't like us to argue. I said, I don't care. I don't care. I'm not accepting that apology on behalf of our son.
That's in other words saying I'm apologizing to you, not because I think I should apologize, but
right.
because of you know the other person in our life.
Here. Right. And, you know, and meanwhile, he's oblivious to the fact that, we've been having this fight, because when we fight now, we don't yell and scream at each other in front of him.
Right.
We just, you know, we just don't say anything.
Sure.
So so we finally had it out. We had it out on Saturday when there was an errand to run, and Bart said to me, hey, are you going to take Mom to run this errand with you? And I said, no, I'm going to go by myself. And he said, okay. Then he came inside, and he said, why don't you want to take Mommy with you? And I said, well, there's no reason. And I said, there's no reason.
No reason.
No reason. And he said, well, Mom said that you don't want her to go with you. And I said, okay. So we go outside. And I said, okay, well, thanks, way to drag him into it, mm-hmm. you know. She said, well, I'm tired of arguing. I'm tired of this fight going on. And what the fight was about, as it turns out, the fight was, it was a threefold fight, like I told you last week. It was that she's pissed about the thing with my car.
Right.
She was pissed about the Don Ho record for her mother.
Right.
But what she was really pissed about on Friday, which I didn't talk about, was the fact that the pictures of my wife getting the thing from the stripper on her birthday.
Right.
That we had an agreement that those pictures would go up on the web, but there would be no explicit photos, although my wife never did anything like take her clothes off or anything. There were some pictures that, you know, were kind of hinky, and she asked that those not be posted on the web.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, fine, no problem. And as of 10 minutes of 3 on Friday, the website had still crashed. There still was no pictures up there.
Mm-hmm.
So at 10 minutes until 3 o'clock... We pull the website up. We're up in the studios of NEW. We pull it up, and I see all the pictures up there. And
right.
I said, oh, my God. I called Broyhill in. I said, listen, you know, you got to take out photo number 3, photo number 5.
Yeah, I was there when you did that. I remember that. Right. And you went through and saw a couple that you didn't think were right for the net, and you had them removed.
Right. Right. So I took those out. And now here's the mistake that I made. If I would have just shut up and not said anything to her, she never would have known. However, because I'm a schmuck, I called her out of courtesy, and
right.
I said, listen, there were some photos that I'm sure you didn't like
mm-hmm.
that were on the web, but they were only on for 3 minutes, and they've already fixed the website, and the pictures are already down. And that's when she said to me, well, you're stupid. You can't handle anything. And
mm-hmm.
I said, well, it's not a question of me being stupid. I told the producer, Charlie Broyhill, not to put those pictures up. He didn't know those pictures were put up. And that's when she said to me, well, then you should just fire Charlie Broyhill.
She was upset.
No, oh. She was pissed.
Because she usually has quite a, you know, as has been mentioned before on this show, she has a good working relationship with Charlie Broyhill.
Thanks, Charlie. Yeah, so it was, I mean, we went round and round on this mm-hmm. on Saturday. I mean, from every conceivable angle, we went around this. They were saying,
right.
"Well, I told you I didn't want any pictures up on the web that looked like they were in the least bit promiscuous." Or I said, "Listen, I feel the same way." And when I saw that they had put some pictures up that I had not seen,
right.
I immediately had them take them down. And I called you to tell you. I said, "Now, how am I supposed to handle this?" In the past, when stuff has happened and I don't tell her about it, then she gets mad when she finds out about it later.
True.
I said, so here I'm handling things the way that you tell me to handle things, and I'm still effed.
Mm-hmm.
So we went round and round and round, and finally, God bless her, she said, okay, you're not stupid. I'm sorry. And then at that moment I said, you know what? You're ready for a beautiful weekend.
There you go. And you said you were sorry, too?
Yes. Yes, I did. I believe I did.
In
although what I'm sorry for, I don't know, because I still don't think I did anything wrong.
But isn't that standard rules? Isn't that the rules of engagement?
Yeah.
You know, when you finally get the line, it's a question of who apologizes first. Is always that's the way I always look at it.
That's right.
Then you give the, you know, unless you're really like super turbo mad, then you give the ability, well, I'm sorry, too.
No, and it was one of those things. It was such a little, really nothing of a fight that the longer it went on,
mm-hmm.
you know, the madder we both got about
you're
it.
Right.
You know, we were both steaming about it. So finally,
well, she should know. I mean, I was standing next to you. You were as concerned as she was about photographs. I remember you were standing there. You said, no, not that one, not that one, not that one. None of the pictures where, you know, it's not like she was in any various stages of undress. She was fully clothed. Right. It was just her proximity to the stripper, and that's what you based your decisions on. But you were just as concerned about that, and I know that's why you were upset.
I tried to relate that to her, and when I tried to, you know, to get that information across, she said, but that's fine, but we wouldn't be in this position if you weren't so stupid. And then that got added to the list of jobs that I'm supposed to do that I can't do.
Right.
Yeah.
And then that's when it went on and on.
Right. And then it went from there to it went to the thing with the car, went to the thing with the Don Ho record.
Sure.
But now it's all under control.
Good.
Everything is fine now.
Knew it would be.
Had a nice weekend. We had a very nice, very calm weekend. It wasn't until after all of that I said, and look at this. And I pulled it to the back of my shirt.
And that's incredible restraint, waiting until it was all over to show that, because then that probably scored more points that way.
Right. Mm-hmm. See, it would have lost value.
She did it right in the middle.
If in the middle of the fight I just turn around, because it would have been a non sequitur.
Like, yes.
Right. We're arguing about something specific, and I just say, hold on, stop the argument for a minute. Look at my back! I mean, it wouldn't have scored me any positive points.
Absolutely.
So we had a great weekend. We spent the rest of the entire weekend, we spent driving my kid around, because that's what we do now on the weekend, and I guess he's going to be the best bus boy in town.
He's going to be a bus boy.
Well, he's got it in
his
mind.
Great job, man. I was a bus boy for a
while. He's got it in his mind that he's going to get a job, and he's finding that... that the job that he really wants, which is the job where you just sit on your ass and play video games,
right,
does not exist.
Huh. Okay.
So this weekend, after we went through all of the jobs that he really thought that he could get, like working in a video arcade or working at...
that's where he wanted to work, in a video arcade.
At an arcade.
Probably a pretty long list to get in that one.
Or he wanted to work at Circuit City... But he knows nothing about electronics. He just wanted to work with video games.
He
had these list of these impossible dream jobs. Mm-hmm. And once we finally got through the impossible dream jobs, we got to the real regular crap jobs, like being a busboy. So that's we spent most of the weekend driving him around. And
busboy, cool job, though. I mean, busboy, you know, kind of an interesting job.
Yeah.
You can grow up with a busboy job, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. You're around waitresses.
Yeah, I know that, Mike. I know that.
Yeah,
I know
it's just, you know, nothing will happen, I'm sure. But, I mean, it's just you're around older people, and it's interesting. It's a good formative job for a kid.
So it was another of our weekends. It was just spent around, you know, whatever he wants. And then I lost the bet with him. And I'm not betting anybody anything else anymore. First of all, I want to say thank God I didn't make that bet with Charlie Stossel about Gone in 60 Seconds, because I'll say this about him. He might dress like a camp counselor, and he might like little boys, and he might like gladiator movies. And his wife definitely left him for a lesbian.
Right.
But I'll say this. The son of a bitch knows about the movie business.
He knows box office more than most. He's very rarely wrong about box office.
Gone in 60 Seconds opened number one with $25 million, blew away Mission Impossible, and I would have bet my life away on Friday on this show that would never have happened.
You really thought that MI2 or Big Mama would have knocked out Gone in 60 Seconds?
I really thought it would have. Well, thank God I didn't make the bet.
Yeah.
I did make a different bet, though, with my son. I guess this was on Friday, about the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
As we were watching the Lakers game Friday night after we arrived back, and the Lakers were killing them. I mean, Shaq had like 40 points. Bart said, I think that the Pacers... we'll win at least one game. And I said...
you get caught up in the moment.
I said, what do you want to bet? And he said, well, I'm not betting money. I said, no, I'm not betting money either.
Right.
And you know, and again, it's my fault because I walk into it because I'm an idiot.
Sure.
I set up the parameters. I can do it all of these bets. I said, how about this? How about if the Lakers sweep in four games, you can't drive for a week?
And he said, that's heavy duty.
He said, okay, but what if the Pacers do win a game? I said, well, then how about this? I will have to make your bed and do your laundry for a week. And he immediately said, deal.
And you're on.
And this is while...
Good bet.
This is while the Lakers on Friday night were up, like, by maybe 25 points.
That's when Shaquille O'Neal was having the great game that he had, right?
Yeah. So, So you can imagine my grave disappointment last night.
Sure.
As we watched the game last night.
Well, aren't they relying on one guy, the Lakers, pretty much? I mean, isn't it the whole thing is, from what I read, and I did read a basketball story, which I rarely read, it's they're counting so much on Shaquille O'Neal that he can't do it all himself.
Well, no, and Kobe Bryant. And Kobe Bryant is hurt, and he's not playing. And Shaquille O'Neal is such a retard that he cannot make a field, a goal, you know what I mean?
Doesn't he have the flu?
A free throw.
Hadn't he been sick?
Well, it doesn't matter. Excuse me. The guy can't make a frigging foul shot. I actually dropped the F-bomb there. Sorry about that. I said he can't make an effing foul shot.
It's Monday. We're fresh off the weekend. We're all wound up.
Can't make it to save his life. I mean, they sent him to the line yesterday maybe, I don't know, 40 times.
Right.
And he made like 6 or 7 out of 40 shots.
Do you think now the Pacers can come back and make it a series?
No, I still think the Lakers are going to win, but it doesn't matter because now for the next week I got to make my kids bed.
It doesn't matter. So the series is over as far as
you're concerned. No, it was just I thought that the Lakers would sweep it in 4.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've got to clean his room. And the worst part, do his laundry.
Yay!
I mean, doing his laundry is worse than doing my laundry.
Get the stick.
It's just, absolutely awful. So that's the weekend I had. How was your daughter's birthday party?
All right, this is my daughter's. My daughter had a very, very happy birthday, which is all that really matters. During the show on Friday, I told you when I came in today, I had a migraine headache, which I had. I don't get them that much anymore, but I have one on Friday. So I was pretty well wiped out for the entire evening on the trip back home on Friday. Got in late on Friday, as we all do, and then got up early on Saturday morning because we'd gotten Catherine a swing set, and it was a really nice swing set. She was delighted. Laura, they put it together and put it in the backyard on Friday, and I said, please don't let her see it until I get back home. So Laura had done a great job with, keeping the kids occupied so they didn't pay attention to what was out in the yard. So Saturday morning, 7 o'clock, about 10 of 7, Daddy's feeling really, really good, and he's got his video camera. Probably one of the worst efforts with a video camera I've ever done. But, the sun is, like, low in the sky, and they run out, and it was just incredible to see their reaction. But I'm out of it. I'm still dealing post-migraine, and I'm just not with it at all. And I'm like, you can hear me on the tape just going, all right, Catherine, you need a swing set that we got. I have a new swing set that Daddy and Mommy got you. Yeah, all right. And I'm trailing off. Then, we went inside and they played for probably about an hour on the swing set. Mommy and Daddy went back inside. Everything was cool. And I think at that point, they went off for a while to get some stuff, last minute things for Catherine's birthday party.
For your wife and the kids?
And Daddy had about an hour and a half, 2 hours just to himself. And so I decided that I just lie down in the backyard. I'd lay down on the chaise lounge and just chill. So I lay down it's very hot, and as I lay down, all of a sudden I'm out for about an hour and a half.
Ooh.
I wake up. No, I put sunscreen on.
Ah, good.
So I was fine. I put sunscreen on, and I wake up, and this is after Laura was back, and she said, aren't you going to go get the ice? Because you always have to get the ice, no matter if it's a 5-year-old's party
right.
or anybody else at my house.
You got to get your bag of ice.
You have to get the bag of ice. So I stood up, and I said, yeah, honey, I'll be. And I realized that the right side of my face was not moving due to the fact that the right side of my face was swollen to the point where the eye was almost closed.
So you had not had a stroke.
I didn't know. I swear to God. You know, with the migraine, you get all that kind of stroke stuff happening, too, where you get the visual disturbance and sometimes your speech is affected. And that's happened to me. But I know you're waiting for the day that happens on the air. I will stay in here and do the show when I'm saying, may I Mambo Dogface to the banana patch.
I know you
Nothing
will.
Nothing will scare me more, but I will show you what aphasia is like when you get there. So I'm thinking, this is post-migraine stuff. What's happening to me? This is it. It finally happened. And I said, Laura? Laura? Can you come out here for a second, please? And she comes out and she says, yeah, what? She's in making her Barbie cake. So, I mean, that was the focus of Saturday morning. I said, look at my face. And she says, what? I said, look. She said, what? I don't see anything. I said, what's wrong? I feel as though everything's swollen. I think something bit me. And she comes down and she says, I can't tell, which drives me nuts. Cause I feel like the whole right side of my face is like a different human being. I feel like I've got one of those Babylon 5 prosthetics on the right side of my face. And I said, what is it? And I start picking at the bump where it's caused all the swelling. And I'm talking about it's getting worse and worse and worse. And I'm just going, it's something really, really bad. She said, well, come inside. So I come inside, and she says, oh, yes. Oh, I see. And what it was the whole face was swollen. The right side of my face was swollen.
My face.
And then in the middle was that little, like, white blotch that's raised above the swelling where something, either a spider, a wasp, or a deer fly, something like that, had stung me or bitten me because I was totally freaked out. And this is starting, I'm sitting here, it's 98 degrees outside. I got this face like this, and I'm just saying, oh, what should I do? So I do all the things. I go out and get the ice. I get everything I'm supposed to get. I come back. The guests arrive for the birthday, the little kid's birthday party. And that's where you get all the mommies and daddies that are there. You know, it's not like, you know, chums. They're just, you know, you're forced to have these people over there. So, I mean, but they're all very nice. They get along very well.
Right. There you go.
Right. There you go. I really do. And so they're all there at the house, and the kids are running around. Everybody's having a good time. My sister-in-law comes up to me and goes, boy, that really is swollen. And I think my sister-in-law was the one who said, why don't you take some Benadryl? So I go looking in the medicine chest that we have. Well, there's nothing for adults in our house. Every medicine we have, every single there, it is all children's. From the top to the bottom, it's all children's Tylenol, children's this. And I finally see this little red thing that says Benadryl on it. Apparently, Benadryl is supposed to take down the swelling.
Right, it does.
So I look, and he goes, hey, it's got an adult dosage on there. And it says 2 to 4 teaspoons full for adults. So I don't get out a teaspoon. I just open the thing up, and I take two big hits. Now, at the time, all I know about Benadryl is that Benadryl is supposed to relieve the swelling. I don't know any. I've never taken Benadryl. I don't know what Benadryl does. I find out later that Benadryl is like taking a sleeping potion,
and
it knocks you on your ass completely. So this is even before, and I'm making the food for everybody, and I'm out like with the smoke and the heat, and I'm taking this Benadryl. By showtime, when we're serving dinner, and then the gifts are open, and then afterwards we have cake. At the cake part, I'm sitting at the table, and the parents of other kids are talking to me, and I'm having difficulty, really, remaining conscious.
How many of them do you think have listened to the show and maybe thought that you were bombed?
I didn't have one beer. I did not
Nothing,
have
not
one
a drop?
Drink.
Good.
No, I had no alcohol whatsoever. I was drinking Diet Sprite all day long.
Okay.
But, you know, they might have said, because I think at one point I'm like, oh, Catherine's having such a good birthday Catherine's having such a great birthday party, and then like one of the parents would say something to me, you know, we decided that back in the and I'm hearing is and I'm looking at Laura, and I come into the kitchen, and I say to Laura, Laura, I'm having a great deal of difficulty even keeping my eyes open. She's like, and Laura, no words exchanged. Laura looks at me and goes, please. Okay, that's the response I get. Well, which is natural, you know, because I've done this at other social gatherings, you know, when I want to bail out, I've said the same thing, right? So I've used it too many times.
Yeah,
this
time you're telling the truth.
This time I'm telling the God's honest truth. So I'm sitting there, and I'm hearing all the conversation as the cake's, being enjoyed by, and I'm hearing, and I go in and I carve myself a piece of birthday cake, thinking that maybe the sugar. I get a regular Coca-Cola and a piece of birthday cake, and I'm sitting in the kitchen with nobody around me, stuffing birthday cake into my mouth and washing it down with Diet Coke, thinking that this will give me some. And it gave me a lift for about a minute and a half. And actually, I was like, "Hey, this is really a great party, isn't it?" And then I sit back in the chair, and all of a sudden the voices start going, and I was trying to hold out. I was hoping that the party would, you know, kids' birthday parties at that age, they usually, all the parents kind of they take care of each other, and they wrap these things up as soon as they possibly can. And I'm seeing that this one's starting to wrap up, and I know that I'm not going to make it to the finish line. I'm just saying, I'm not going to be able to keep my arms open, please. So I say, finally, I said, okay, the only person I'm concerned about is my wife, because my wife's the only one that's going to be really angry if I say this. So I look at her, I said, Laura, I'm going to go up, I'm just going to go upstairs, you use the facilities for a second, I'll be right back. And I go up, and I don't even go to the bathroom. I don't have to go to the bathroom. I go right into the guest bedroom and go face first down on the guest bedroom. Close my eyes, and I am out for 10 minutes. It was a 10-minute thing where the lights went on, and then I wake up, and I wake up to hear, okay, thanks for coming, bye-bye. And I know, now wait a minute, I know that if they're in the car and they're out of the driveway, I'm done. I have to sprint back downstairs, and they're just, like, in their cars as I come outside of them, and I'm like, hello, goodbye, goodbye, thanks for coming. Thanks for coming, and fortunately there was enough going on where I didn't get in trouble for that. And then it was just the family, and with the family I was able to go in and I say, I don't know. I told the truth. I said, between the Benadryl and the fly, getting a migraine, I've got to go to bed. Can I please go to bed? And I guess I looked pathetic where Laura said, go ahead. And I went up to bed until 1:30 in the morning until we had our home intruder scare. At 1:30 in the morning, I'm never going to get any rest. No, there's no
way. The home intruder scare.
The home intruder scare was Laura coming to bed apparently at about 1:00, 1:30 after her family had left. She came upstairs, and I thought I heard something too, and then she thought she heard something, but she heard something. Laura never like jumps up like this. Jumped out of bed, and we heard what was like. We thought that it was actually Elizabeth running, you know, running down the hallway, and it was nothing. And then I'm like, well, what's I'm still going, what should we do? What should we do? She said, I heard something. I said, but I didn't. Did you hear that? I said, I didn't hear anything. She said, I'm sure that I heard something. And then we heard like a rattle. Like it sounded, we heard this downstairs. But it was more like a rock falling, you know, and I'm like, I heard that too. What is that? And I said, what should we do? I said, I'll hit the alarm. I'll hit the police alarm. And she's like, no, don't do that. So I go and I get my trusty five iron. And I'm going downstairs, just checking closet by closet. I mean, I do a whole inspection of the house. Turns out it was, you're going to laugh at this. The noise we heard was the refrigerator that I keep in the bedroom turning off. And it sounds just like somebody rustling. And that's because we heard it last night. We said, aha, that's it. So everything was fine. Went back to, I didn't get back to sleep.
Your bedroom refrigerator.
The bedroom refrigerator turning off. And, what you know, we'd use so much ice. That the ice tray, you know, the ice machine dropping the ice down into the thing, into the empty thing, made a big racket, which it normally doesn't because it's normally full and we don't use a lot of ice because we'd had people there all day. It was like going, and that's what it was. But I didn't get back to sleep till like 2:30 in the morning, and then
woke up. But it didn't make you been sleeping all day though, right?
I was in and out of consciousness all day. There was never any good consistent 5-hour period where I really had my eyes closed. It was like one thing happening. You know, I'm trying to sleep in the backyard. The horsefly bites me. Then I'm trying to sleep upstairs, and the intruder scare happens. And then 2:30 I go back to sleep, and then it's 6:00, the kids want to get up again because they want to go out and play on the swing set. So there I was all day, you know, just in and out of consciousness for the all-day Sunday, and here I am again. I feel actually rested right now.
Good.
I do. I mean, I slept late. Well,
I know you do because I tried to call you today, and your wife said, no, he's not here. He's out playing golf. I think.
I was. I wasn't playing. I was hitting balls. That doesn't count. Playing means, you know, you're 18. You know, hitting balls is a totally different story, but I was fresh enough to do that in the heat. So that was my weekend by and large. It was and then we watched that movie last night on pay-per-view, the one with what's your name, the one that looks like a boy.
Oh,
what the hell is that?
You know what? My wife
sucked enough.
My wife bought that same movie last night and tried to sucker me into watching that with her.
Don't. Total suck fest.
I was right in the middle of the Lakers game. Bart and I watched the Lakers game. She says, oh, come watch Boys Don't Cry. We refused. Would not watch it.
Don't do it. It'll be a collective waste of. I rented two. The House on Haunted Hill. I watched that one, too. That was a suck fest, too. But at least that has a little blood and guts in it. But this thing was just, oh, my God, what a yawn. Yeah, okay, she's a girl, straps her boobs down, and tries to suck face with the ugly girl. Yeah, the ugly girl is Chloe's big nini or whatever her name is.
What's her last name, Robbie? Chloe?
Zebigny.
Whoever, yeah, we know who you're talking about.
You know, horrible. Yeah, the woman that looks like the, you know who that girl looks like? She looks like the neighbor in the movie 10 with Dudley Martin. You know the neighbor that has all the nude people at his house?
Dudley Moore, you mean?
Dudley Moore. Not Dudley.
Dudley Martin.
I'm sorry. I don't know where my brain is.
Still out of it.
I'm totally out of it. Fine Chevrolet dealership, though.
You are.
I'm a loyal customer if I can throw a plug in.
All right.
You better give me a little something next time I roll in there.
Listen, want to mention something here that we're going to be rolling out on the show tomorrow. You okay?
I'm fine.
You know, you look like Steve Young.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody log in time with the Steve Young retirement extravaganza today?
I just heard that it was like a 3-hour press conference.
Yeah, you know how normally these guys come on and they say, hey, listen, that's it, I quit,
Right.
Steve Young, I swear to God, 12:30 today, he goes on TV. I leave my house at 1:40. He's still talking.
Mm-hmm.
I got to work at, I don't know, 10 minutes after 2 today?
At least, what, an hour and a half?
Yeah, he's still there.
Yeah.
Goddamn Steve Young talking about every guy who he's ever played for in his whole life.
Did he cry and snort like Elway?
No, he did not.
Okay.
He did not cry, but Jesus Christ, what a windbag.
Yeah, to me it's not worth it unless they cry.
No, and then, let me see, Coach Mariucci gets up, and he's got, like, shtick. He's doing shtick. He says, Steve, you're really going to be missed around here, and that's why we're retiring these. And he pulls out, like, a mini-me set of shoulder pads, and he pulls out a shirt that Steve Young has worn every day for the last 2 years, and an old ratty baseball cap.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like every guy who we ever played with has to stand up and say what a great guy he is.
I mean, technically, if you're looking at the history of the franchise, Montana was the bigger franchise quarterback.
Yeah, and that's what's funny about it, that when Joe Montana quit...
Mm-hmm.
They gave everybody in San Francisco the day off,
right?
And they had a giant parade right in downtown San Francisco. Steve Young's retirement parade was in the 49ers locker room.
Aren't they going to have that for him, though? Aren't they going to have a parade? No, no parade.
That's it. That's it. And then they said, because that's what Steve wanted. Steve requested that his retirement news conference be held in the locker room.
Well, I hope they gotten the different drummers. See them in the post today?
Yeah. Who's that?
The gay pride parade?
Right.
The different drummers?
I didn't see that.
That was the name of the band. The different drummers. I love that. We ought to get the different drummers to play at one of our functions.
Hey, Rob, maybe you and your dad could play.
Hey!
No, listen. Rob told me he and his dad went to this restaurant on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Shows around that they found out later was a very gay restaurant.
Really?
Yeah. And Rob
found out later, huh?
Yeah. Rob and his dad got seated at a corner table right by the window, a really excellent table. And it wasn't until about 3/4 of the way through the meal that they figured out it's a gay restaurant, and they put Rob and his dad there because they're like a good-looking, attractive gay couple.
Good-looking, attractive.
Well, you know,
Jacob.
Rob's dad is a handsome man.
That's right. Yes.
It looks nothing like Rob.
Well, your dad has that earring, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And
left ear?
Well, I don't know. We just decided that they probably assumed we were just a good-looking May December couple. Put them in the front window. Put them there. Make sure they get a dessert menu. We want them to stay.
Rob and his dad.
But it was an excellent meal.
So listen, tomorrow on the show, I just want to hype this up a little bit because I know we have the pregnant bikini thing today, but tomorrow we're going to unveil the Don and Mike Survivor Challenge.
Very good.
Okay? And if you think those people on the island are going through something, wait until you hear what we are going to offer 16 of our listeners on Friday's show.
All right.
It is a true battle of survival. On this fine stage, in this fine city, on Friday, right here, 16 people, divide them into two teams, do it kind of like Survivor, where people will get voted off. We'll have, you know, every 10 or 15 minutes, we'll stop the show and vote somebody else off.
Very good.
And it all revolves around, well, I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it. I'll wait till tomorrow to tell you.
Oh, come on.
No, because when you find out, you'll immediately
know the
whole hook.
It's not the secret sound all over again.
No, I promise I'll tell you tomorrow.
Just write it down for me, please. I was really excited. You see, you were going to say it when we got on the air. And I was actually really looking forward to it because you told me I was going to really like it.
Okay, you will.
All right.
It revolves around this.
Still a secret.
I'm dying to know. I am. This is what I'm dying to know.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, very good.
To see who can survive the longest in very close contact.
Excellent.
With that.
That's fantastic. I love it already.
So we will need 16 very brave people to form two groups of 8 on this show on Friday. And I think we're coming up with some great prize, like a trip to California or something.
Excellent idea.
So that's Friday. Just keep in mind, we'll tell you all about it tomorrow. But pencil that in Friday. Survivor. And then tomorrow we'll add that to the title. To give it its full treatment.
Oh, that's going to be marvelous.
It'll either be that survival or survival with that.
That's great. Close quarters.
Can you survive an entire radio show with that?
Yeah.
Right. There'll be hugging, kissing, dancing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Playing Twister.
That's good.
You got all kinds of stuff. Clear the lines right now. Time for a call 100.
All right.
And your first shot today at $500 with Secret Sound number 3. Twister. Call Toya, call Lisa. They're both here today. 877-365-3636. Gordon,
Lodge. With roughly half of our affiliates still airing the program, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. You know, I'm here wondering if it's our breath, if it's something we're doing today. I know you don't normally notice this stuff, but I noticed during the whole first segment, like as soon as we cracked the mic, none of the phones were ringing.
Right. I didn't know that. I actually wasn't paying attention.
But then, I thought, well, who knows? It's Monday. I know people like when we talk about our weekends. Maybe people are just really interested in what we're saying. But I kept looking over the phones and thinking, dude, even when Rob announced that he's having a baby, like normally at least somebody would call to say, congratulations, Rob.
Right.
And then we played the Touchtones and we went to commercials. I didn't say anything, but I'm noticing again, nobody calling.
Right.
So it was during the stop set that Charles Broyhill came in and said, well, and you know what's going to be bad when he comes in and says this. We've always known that this could happen.
Oh.
And I'm getting this every scenario I'm had. What
is it?
What's the scenario? Have they canceled us? Is the transmitter blowed up? You know how when we go to New York and we were at NEW on Thursday and Friday,
we
transfer the calls up there.
Right.
So that all of the calls go right to the studio at WNEW that we broadcast from.
Uh-huh.
Well, they didn't transfer the calls back.
Oh, my God.
So right now, everybody that's calling this show is getting a phone that's ringing and nobody's picking
up. It's an empty room.
Because all of our phones, all 8 of our lines, are currently ringing in the empty studio at WNEW in New York.
Oh, my God. What are we going to, how long does it take to fix?
This I don't know.
Does the Minister of Information have any knowledge of
that? He also does not know. He does not know. Now, I know that just last week we were screaming one day about how, we could do the show without the phones.
Yeah.
But frankly,
no, I mean, if we really have to do the show without the phones, it's no fun at all.
Right.
I mean, when we're choosing not to answer the phones, that's one thing, because we'd always do that.
But we can't take any calls. We now have exactly 2 telephone lines that work. The local lines, 202-432-1067. And now line 4 is ringing. But that may just be a test from somewhere in the building.
Well,
let me find out.
Yeah, let's find out. Let's do it.
Hello.
Line 4.
Don and Mike.
Ah.
See, that was not...
That wasn't a test from... Wendell wouldn't hang up like that. No.
No. Hold on, let me see. 1-877-365-3636. Let's see if it rings.
No, it's busy because the only 2 lines that we have are ringing.
No. I didn't call the local line. I called our 800 number.
In New York.
Yeah, I know, and that's the 2 that are ringing.
No.
Because you're in a contest.
No. The 2 that are ringing are 202-432-1067.
Oh.
The local lines for WJK. Okay? Line.
Well, number 4 is ringing again.
I know. Hello?
Mike.
Hello?
Hello.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York. Who's this?
I'm calling from New York.
Well, now, how come...
Right. What number did you dial?
I got in, didn't I?
What number did you call?
I don't know. The number that you guys normally give out.
Hey, hold on a second. I don't understand this. Now, I don't know. Is it just people calling from New York are going to get through? Because now I see all the lines are ringing. Hey, Broyhill, what's going on? Somebody please tell me, are the phones on? Are they off? Hello, anybody?
Hello, Ferris, anyone?
Ferris, anyone?
Now number 3 is ringing.
Okay.
All right.
Let me see who's there. Hello?
Huh?
No. Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
What are they doing?
They're ringing.
No, not the phones. And they're not all ringing, just one.
No, they're not now. You're right.
Have the phones been fixed? Have they been switched back over?
I don't know. That's not done in the building.
Where is that done at?
That's done at the phone company in Washington, D.C.
Aye.
If it was done here, we wouldn't be having this discussion.
Oh. So those 1 and 2...
I got a message for you.
For the phone company. Here we go. Back on home turf. There it is. Brought to you by...
Egars, the best... Egars.com, the best cigars on the planet.
You know we should do it that way every time, too. I give you a little brought to you by...
Egars.
There you go.
All right, so now it looks like more of the lines are ringing, but not the normal volume of calls that we get. I find it hard to believe that out of all the people that listen to this show, especially when we're doing a contest, only two people would be calling us.
Me too.
So it is a problem with the phones being routed, probably?
That's exactly it.
Only line three. Hey, he just said exactly. When he says that, that means it's true.
All right, only line three and line four are ringing.
I said that earlier, though.
Okay. Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So apparently this will be a hindrance we have throughout the show today? Do you have any idea about that?
It will be hindering the show until they are fixed.
Any idea of when they might be fixed?
No. No, I don't have an idea. Dan has spoken to the phone company.
Our engineer, Dan Ryson?
Yes.
And what did he say?
He said, please unforward our phones.
That would seem to be like a little computer move that would take a relatively short amount of time.
Dan, we need you in the studio, please.
Dan?
Dan, we need you in the studio, please.
Hey, number five's ringing.
Dan, we need you in
the studio. Dan, we need you in the studio.
Dan. But number four just dropped out.
Number three and five are ringing.
All right, hello. Don and Mike Show, please turn down your radio.
I did.
Hi, who is this?
Ed in Concord.
Ed in Concord, California.
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on. And if we do the contest here, I mean, you'll play the contest. Hold on.
All right.
Let me just see who else is online. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Donnie.
Who's this?
Come here, Donnie. Steve from Rochester.
All right. I see, people are getting in from throughout America, but only on three telephone lines. Right. Not all the lines are working. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yes, who's this?
John, Fort Myers, Florida.
John from Fort Myers, Florida. All right, well.
Wait, but we're not getting any calls from, like, our backyard, which is normally, like, 2-1.
I don't know what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
now,
like 3 and 4 frozen out now.
Yes, 3, 4, 6.
Now 4 is ringing now.
All right, 3, 4, 6, and 7.
But normally when we're doing a contest, like, they're all ringing.
Okay, hey, guys.
They all ring all the time. Hello?
Yeah, guys, here's how you can get in. 1-800-636-1067.
Does that old phone stun?
That still works, guys.
Ah. You are, hold on, you are asking me.
I am not, dude. It still works.
Hey, clever.
I just tried it.
Well, now 3 is ringing again, and somebody's talking on 4. So now we're only missing one.
We're talking on 4, Mike.
Oh, no, all right, yes, we're talking on 4. 5's on hold, 1's on hold, 2's on hold, and 3's ringing. The only one not ringing is 6.
Now, the old number
6
still
is
works.
Ringing.
Oh, 6 is ringing?
6 is ringing. 7's not ringing.
Oh, 6 is ringing. Okay,
yes.
my I was looking at the wrong light.
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello. Speak to us. Welcome to the most confusing segment maybe we've ever done.
I think they're slowly but sure. They're not coming on like immediately.
No.
They're coming on one at a time.
See, we're used to singing all of the lines, all of them, all the time.
Right.
Even when we're not talking about anything that people want to talk about, they all pulsate anyway with people calling.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, maybe they got it fixed. Look at that. They're all ringing now.
Or maybe everybody's dialing that other number now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, what number did you call?
Yeah, I called the 1-800-636-1067 number.
Yeah, all right. That's fine. It's fixed.
Yeah, but that's confusing, though.
Yeah, a little.
Because then...
But I live in Baltimore.
All right, well, that doesn't matter. But thank you. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, this is Jim. I just called in on 1-800-636-1067.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, see, this is terribly confusing, though, because we've already gone through the painstaking exercise of changing the phone number for our listeners. Why does that?
No, they're not behaving normally.
Why does that phone still work? See, I don't want to give people a different phone number because people have already learned the new telephone number.
You don't want to have a today only phone number.
No, absolutely not. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is I got a job available for Bart.
Well, thank you. Hold on, tell me something. What phone number did you call us on?
I did the 106. I'm here in Sterling.
You did so you called.
Okay.
636-1067.
You got it.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
All right, hold on. Dan Ryson.
We'll find out exactly. They're starting to appear normal.
Well, I think it's because people are calling the old phone number. Dan Ryson.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Dan, it's Don and Mike.
What's going on?
Okay, Dan, can you explain to me? I understand how our regular calls got routed to New York, but then somebody just called up and said, hey, I got through because I called the old telephone number.
Right.
How come the old telephone number is still working?
We share... We're able to take telephone calls from several different 800 numbers on the same bank of telephone lines that you pick up in the air studio.
Cool.
Even though we have the button that says, like...
Right.
There's one dedicated line just for our show?
But there's 4 different shows and only 2 positions on that switch.
So right now, what happens if people call the number that we've trained them to call, 877-365-3636?
It rings in Manhattan. And we're hoping that the phone company can get those calls transferred back to Washington.
So all of these...
So we're still getting this volume of calls with people that are just doing it on their own.
People who
calling
are calling
an 800
the old phone
exactly.
number.
That's
a dedicated goddamn audience. I'll tell you that. But it's confusing.
Yeah, but look at our phones with people that... Without people having the right number, look at those phones ringing.
I know. I mean, I appreciate it, but it's confusing.
Dan, how long does that normally take once they have that information?
Well, usually we give them 24 hours notice.
Oh, God.
And but we called this an emergency, and they have asterisks and stars and stuff all over the work order. And I've called them three times since we learned that there was a problem with the lines. And we're hoping that they get it taken care of in the next hour, but nobody's promising me anything.
All right. Well, that is our chief engineer, Dan Risen. And, Dan, one last question.
Yes, Don.
Why doesn't your wife like us?
My wife?
Yeah, yeah. We called her one day and she wouldn't come on the air with us, and we've had a complex ever since. We thought maybe she didn't like us.
No, that's not the case. Not the case. I think she's just suffering from a little Mike fright.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, she's afraid of Mike O'Mara or afraid of the microphone?
So many women are, Don. So many. Because their powers are useless against me.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Take care, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Much like that lady on Friday's show. You know, that lady who wanted me to,
yeah,
you know.
That lady.
Yeah. Her powers were useless against me.
This is one effed up show today. This really is. I swear to God. Call the phone number that we tell you to call every day, that we play the tape of, that tell you to call every day.
And I know what you...
It rings in Manhattan.
You hesitate to give out another number because that's going to confuse people.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. No, and I'm not going to do that. I'm not. I'm just not. If those people know the phone number to call, they can call it.
So it's a bonus day for people that are using their thinking caps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The official number is the number that's ringing to an empty studio in Midtown Manhattan, 877-365-3636.
That is the number we hope will be online within the hour.
We hope so. Yes, now listen. You called. You get to play the game. What's your name?
Ed.
Ed, where were you? Oh, Compton, California.
Concord.
Excuse me, I've got a little on my mind today. Concord, California.
It's Cancord.
All right, you have won the John Wayne video collection.
Excellent.
That'll serve you, right?
Yeah.
Right.
The
Yaha.
John Wayne video collection makes the perfect Father's Day gift.
Yes.
Yeah, as if. Now on sale at video stores everywhere. Are you ready to go for $500?
I am.
Beautiful. Let's do it now. We'll play you Secret Sound number 3, worth $500, a common everyday sound heard in nearly every room in your house. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Yoko Ono.
And we wish you... good speed.
Caller, name this sound.
Is this Yoko Ono having an orgasm?
No, Yoko Ono just singing one of her classics.
What is it? The Don't Worry, Don't Worry?
Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry! Ah!
Yeah.
Yes, yes, I know.
I'll give you a subdued yes on that one.
I understand. It won't be done again for a long time.
I like my favorite.
I understand. It won't be done again for a long time.
Okay. What is that sound?
Is it a door latching?
No. Oh, we're sorry.
Not a chance. Thank you, though, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Don't forget that every gift is
a clue for you. Yeah, that's right. Can I tell everybody participating in this contest, really, it's time to try just a bit harder. I mean, if you're calling to play, I just think just to try a little harder to help all of us like me who don't have any idea what the secret sound is.
Is it a door latch?
A door latch, staple gun, briefcase?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, Mr. Goss, I have a Volvo, and I need to change my oil. Do I need to purge my turbo unit after I do so?
Oh, please, F you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yes.
Do you get the TV satellite guide? Because on the very front issue, I just got it today, it's got Sex and the City, the girls are on the front, and Kristen Davis might as well not even be wearing a top.
Hey, listen, I watched that show last night, and
your lady.
My girl was topless.
Yes, she was.
The redhead that nobody would do except me was topless.
Really? We saw Dave Foley's nipples.
Well, the redhead, yeah. You can just about, she might as well be topless on this issue. And also in the same issue,
nice little teeth.
There's an article about Steve Irwin and his wife.
Did you see the...
Christopher Titus.
Anybody see the MTV Music Awards when they opened with Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yeah, wearing the towel.
Yeah, a Keanu Reeves impersonator doing a marriage of Sex and the City and The Matrix that was hysterical. It was only hysterical because they used a Keanu Reeves impersonator. But everybody else they used... used was real. Like Lawrence Fishburne was really like he was in the Matrix, and it was funny. It was really well done. I like Sarah Jessica Parker. Yeah. I really do.
The only thing I thought was really funny on the MTV Music Awards was, did you see the thing where Ben Stiller did like a short film? He was Tom Cruise's body double in Mission Impossible.
No.
Now, that was funny. I mean, you had to see it. I won't describe it. I won't labor you with the tedious plot summary, but that was truly
funny. Well, he does a great Tom Cruise. He really
does. He's good. That Ben Stiller's funny. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, say no. I don't know if that's a problem with the phone.
You never know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
VoyageBeyond at Hotmail.com.
Oh, who knows? Hello,
what's going on?
Don and Mike Show.
Is the secret sound Mike's refrigerator shutting off?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Do you know really what that sound sounds like?
What?
And this is what scared us the other night. My refrigerator, the little mini refrigerator that I have upstairs in the bedroom.
The mini fridge?
Sounds a little bit like the Charlie Stossel J.O. sound. But it's a very brief, you know that bird that we have, that rustling
sound? Yeah, I know.
Sound?
I know what you mean.
It's very, very scary.
And when you described what it is, I knew immediately what it sounded. The sound of of an ice machine making ice.
It's my ice machine making ice. And then upstairs are two refrigeration units causing the illusion of an intruder.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Thank God you didn't call the cops, because they come over and say, what's the problem? Said, we're making ice.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'm prepared.
Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
You know, we were talking earlier about how Bart was going to be a busboy?
No, he doesn't want to be a busboy, but that's probably what he's going to be.
I was going to be a little concerned because, you know, that's how Dirk Diggler got his start.
He's going to Boogie Nights. Wow.
Thank you, my friend.
Dirk Diggler.
Oh, God. Although being my son.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, Dirk Diggler.
The apple don't fall far from the tree.
Oh, God.
For me, it was either a career in radio or a career in porn. Could have gone either way. Huh. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Sir.
Oh, come on. Knock it off, please. Oh, I know what I want to do. I got something in the newspaper yesterday that just pissed me off to no end. And hints from Heloise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I try not to bring these in a lot because I know it can be tedious. And I try to limit myself to maybe two or three times a year.
Right.
But only when it's the most moronic hints to Heloise.
Okay.
And I bring them in and read them to you, and then I try to call the person to tell them that you're such a dumbass.
Right.
So it's in yesterday's newspaper, throughout America, hints from Heloise.
Yes.
And you know the format of this dumb column. It's where house prowls write in.
Right.
And give, like, cookie recipes and stuff like that.
Okay.
So this is a guy sending a letter.
Okay.
Dear Heloise, I have a great hint. When making cake or cookies, put the bowl in the sink. Easy cleanup, and you can wash away the splatter. And that comes from That comes from a guy in Wisconsin.
Well, that's sad.
What
do you mean,
yesterday.
So like when you're making the batter, you just leave the bowl in the sink?
It says, when mixing cake or cookies, put the bowl in the sink. Well, now, am I reading too much into this, or after someone makes cookies or cakes, doesn't everybody put the bowl in the sink?
Yeah, what he's saying is you leave the bowl in the sink while you're doing all of your mixing.
Adding
so that you won't have any, like, mess on the countertop. But
well,
it's still dumb.
It's still dumb, and I'm sorry, I've got to call the guy.
You got to say thank you, though.
Got to call.
Of course, that is the way you say he's dumb, by thanking him. Thanking him for his wonderful hint.
See, I read this yesterday. I read this to my wife, to my mother-in-law, to my son, to my brother-in-law, to everybody. Like, do you believe how stupid this is, that this guy's hint is to put the bowl in the sink to make for easier cleanup? Oh, that Heloise.
She's a handful.
She's a cunny, that Heloise is.
Heloise?
And, of course, Merle, that's his first name, Merle, not at home.
Of course. No Merle.
The guy who sent in the great hint to Heloise.
But, you know, next time I am making cookies, I'll probably...
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
There you go.
Merle Hanson.
Mm-hmm. Is not available.
That's it.
Tone, please record your message. Right. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Earl.
Merle.
Merle, that may be... is the best hint I've ever read in Hints from Heloise.
Round of applause for Merle.
All right. Genius.
Bravo.
Merle,
fantastic.
As I read it and reread it yesterday in my Sunday paper, two words came to mind. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're a pearl, Merle.
If I was there, I'd shake your hand. I'd look you right in the face, and I'd say, Merle, thank you. Let me read it to you now. Dear Heloise, when mixing cake or cookies, put the bowl in the sink. Merle, what can I say? Wow, it never occurred to me. Hey, another round of applause for Merle. Whistle. Merle,
way to go, Merle.
Again, from everybody who reads hints from Heloise.
You're the man, Merle.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Really?
Thank me. Thank you.
Goodbye, Merle.
Bye, Merle.
Bye-bye.
All right, he'll be very pleased. He'll be pleased to get that message.
He'll probably get it. He calls wife and honey. I got a message from two Yankees.
I tell you, people all over the country are real happy about this tip I said about putting the sink.
What am I doing? He wouldn't talk like this. He's from Wisconsin.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I got a call from two big city disc jockeys there, yeah.
Honey, you know that time I was making the toll houses and I got the flour all over the countertop? Now I got this idea, hey there, where I put it in the sink and no splatter. Oh, I'm going to call Heloise. I'm going to write her at her.
Now, when I read it literally, like, after you make the cake or cookies, put the bowl in the sink.
Well, see, you know,
for easy cleanup.
You were storming right through there. You see, what it was mix the whole thing in the sink. Right. Still a mighty dumb hint,
stupid.
So.
Yes. Dumb hint. Dear Heloise, when I take a bowel movement, I wipe my ass.
Good
so
hint.
Fecal matter doesn't stick to the inside of my buttocks.
See, now, if you were writing Heloise, you would wipe yourself with your buttocks in the sink. So as not to get any splatter.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Heloise is my favorite person in the world. She saves my life all the time. I love Heloise.
Is this the nipple guy?
No, sir, it is not. My name is Larry.
You sure do sound like the nipple guy.
I am not the nipple guy.
It's one of these callers. I always hate callers that breathe too much.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry, or whatever your name is. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Well, no, it's really just the Mike show now, isn't it? Mike, and Mike.
Pardon me?
I don't understand.
Well, Mike Source, Mike O'Meara, and Mike Elston.
You've just stumbled upon that gem?
Or, actually, I think Mike is actually doing all the voices. It's just one guy there, Mike.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know, but I'm glad you appreciate our phone calls now. It serves you right, Don.
What is his point? Where was he going? What is he doing? What are you doing?
What do you mean I don't appreciate your phone call. You're a dumbass.
There's more breathing again. It was very clear. It's audible. You heard.
If I don't breathe, I will die.
Yeah. Please. Try it. Please.
Okay.
No, really, what was the point of the call?
Last week, you did not want to take any calls, and you kind of busted our balls about that, so I'm busting your balls back.
I think I understand what this is this would be now an individual taking that personally. When we chose not to take calls, this particular individual took it very personally, and he is still lingering.
Now you really missed our phone calls today. You were really...
No. I've missed everybody else's phone call, not your phone call. You're a dumbass.
I might call again. You won't know it's me, though.
Oh, I'll know it's you.
I can call every day.
No, I think we'd always know it was you.
Like, you're so tricky disguising that you would be able to mask your voice somehow?
Not as good as Mike, though.
Why don't you try disguising your voice right now? Try it.
Okay, hey, I'm a Luigi Stugatz.
Right. Yeah, I tell you, I was fooled. Right.
Mike, you're the best.
No, sir, you are the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for everything. I love your show, by the way.
Right. Go to hell.
Sorry I ruined it.
You're only continuing to ruin it the longer you stay on it.
Don't take any more phone calls.
I will from dumbasses like you.
Please, from the bottom of all of our hearts,
okay,
hang up the phone.
You know, I'll reroute my line.
We take a large volume of calls, and I would say 85% of them are from great people who truly make us laugh or truly make us think. But then there's like 5% that just try to piss us off. But then there's the 10% like you. The great unwashed.
There's the breathing.
That I'm not pissing you off. I'll try harder to piss you off next time.
I don't think, listen, I believe you could walk into a room and not say anything and you would probably piss me off.
Okay, great. Thank you.
What?
I didn't say anything.
Hang up.
I know. Hang up.
Hang up.
Hello?
Hang up the phone, please.
Is this New York?
Hang up the phone, please.
You know,
now disconnect.
And this guy's got the balls to call me and say, hey, I'm calling you because you busted balls and you didn't want to take phone calls.
I'm going to reroute my calls now to New York.
From dopes like you.
Hang on.
And listen, I certainly could do what I imagine the vast majority of the audience is screaming at their radios right now. Hang up on this asswipe.
No, we want them to hang up first. That's always the goal.
We got to learn them. Listen, if we don't learn them, who's going to learn these people?
Absolutely.
You know, you really want a guy like this out functioning in society?
No.
You want a guy like this making your Carl's Jr. Double R Bar Burger?
Amen.
I don't think so.
I'll tell you what, there's only one line that's open. I'm going to let other people get in. I'm going to clear the line. Because I'm thinking of the other listeners.
That's nice. We appreciate that. Hang on, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hang up the phone. You're not fooling us with this.
Hang up the phone.
Hang up.
Please, for the love of God.
Hang up. And listen, everybody, pounding your dashboards right now. I know. We could have ended this 3 minutes ago. We could have hung up on him. He's just another one of the parade of idiots that calls this show.
There's something about it. There's just something about it. We just linger over people like this. We can't help it.
Right.
Maybe in some small way, it's our way of giving back. Maybe it's our way of helping people that are less fortunate than we are.
Hello? I think we do it because everyday people, regular people like us, run into douchebags like this every day.
Amen. That's
and,
right.
And the problem is that regular people in their jobs, because they have to be polite. Like if you work
at Macy's, be polite to a guy like this.
If you work at Macy's or something, and a dick like this comes into the store and acts like this, you know what you have to do? You have to look him in the eye and go,
right.
May I show you anything else?
Yeah, like say you're working at any kind of store where you're selling merchandise, and somebody decides they're going to run down the merchandise. You know, say, oh, I bet this isn't as good as the ad says it is, with like their lip tightly drawn across their teeth going, hey, well, what if I get it home and it doesn't work? And you know, you're sitting there and you know they have no intention of purchasing the item. You know they're not going to buy it.
Correct.
They're not going to buy it for all the tea in China, but they want to sit there and just linger and waste your time, and you want to say, sir, you have no intention of buying this. Besides, you're a douche. Get out of here right now. But you can't do that.
But we have the luxury of doing it.
That's right. We can linger. We can actually ignore all the other customers and linger over the bad customer insulting him. So we do.
To learn him a lesson.
Of course. Now, I'm listening. I hear like some kind of click, click,
yep.
Click.
There's never been the distinctive click that says the phone call is over.
Like, does he have us on hold? I'm trying to hear if I hear any breathing. I think he has us on hold.
I think you're right.
I do believe he's got us on hold. Yeah.
Oh, no.
He's making you angrier now.
You know,
that's
you
right, me
heard
too.
Me tap the pencil.
I know.
This will not do.
This is unacceptable.
This will not do. All right, well, then I can't trump him by putting his call on hold.
No.
If I put his call on hold, he hangs up.
He could hang up and he wins.
And hence, the bad customer wins.
That is correct.
Okay.
Now, he's probably, I hate to say this because this is encouraging him, but he's probably grinning and laughing right now as he hears us talking.
Right. Oh, I pissed him off good.
Okay, here you go. 425 in his one-bedroom apartment.
I'm just busting your balls, because you busted our balls.
You know, but this is one of those guys, from the tone of his voice, he's one of those guys that has the potential to have that little shrine. A little shrine to everybody on the show.
Oh, I think so.
With the candles and everything, you know. All the news clippings.
All right, you know what? Rather than devote the rest of the show to this, Lisa, since you don't have anything else to do, pick up line 3 right now.
Very good.
Hello?
Hello.
Honey,
see, that was pleasant.
Honey, would you please sit on this line?
Uh-huh.
And just let me know as soon as he either hangs up or comes back on.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right, so.
That's lovely, Lisa.
What we have done, in essence, is we have trumped him now.
We have. Because we've got somebody on the payroll that can stay on that line till the cows come home.
That's right. That's right.
Bravo.
And now we hear that the phones are right.
Good.
Hey. 877-365-3636.
Excellent.
That's the only phone number you need to get through to this show.
Cards are right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. I was just wondering whatever happened with the story with Leah Remini. Why are you not talking to her anymore?
What? It is always, I want to say, what's nicer than getting one call like the last one we got, it's always nice to get two in a row. You know, one right on the heels of a call that's questionable, we get a call like this.
What do you possibly mean? We just had her on the show last week.
We had a wonderful, long conversation with her.
I'll hang up now.
Well, at least he knew that.
All right.
That's good. At least he knew.
Thank you, my friend.
It was a better caller than the last one.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, it's the Nibble Guy.
Is this really the Nibble Guy?
Yes, it is, big, sexy baby, man. I love you.
I don't think... No,
it's not the same guy.
You're going to have to do your nipple thing.
No, he's not. Nipple Guy has a much higher voice.
Faker.
He's a faker. He's a poser.
He's a copycat.
Yes, he is.
Nipple Guy wannabe.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
No, you faggot!
Okay. Right.
Man, there's a lot of craziness out there.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
I was wondering if y'all caught the USA Today sports section yesterday.
Well, they don't publish on Sunday.
Well, the one on Saturday had published the Monday Night Football results, and guess who they effed over?
They don't publish on Saturday either.
Okay, well, they publish the results.
Did you by any chance see the Friday edition of USA Today over the weekend?
That's probably what I saw. I was in the bathroom of a restaurant.
Right. Okay, gotcha.
I'm good.
You sure are.
Well, according to the polls last week, when y'all told us to vote, when we were voting, it showed it on the internet, and they had a commanding lead. Rush Limbaugh had like 6,000 votes, and he was the top vote getter, and Bill Parcells was at the bottom with 570.
Didn't we already cover this last week on the show?
Covered it in its entirety, the very beginning of the show on Friday.
Well, maybe I should just put y'all on hold, too, then.
Or you could hang up.
I'll do that. I'll save y'all the mercy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
He'll save us the mercy.
Save us the mercy.
Save us the mercy.
And you know, normally when somebody is using the W-E-L-L word as like a precursor to a complete sentence, it normally is, well, I read it. His was wool. He turned it into what's on a sheep.
Yeah. Hey, that's a nice wool sweater you have.
Yeah, wool. Well, you know, wool on the Sunday edition of USA Today.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Unless people vote and drive cars.
Mm-hmm. Hello, like, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Oh, don't worry, I won't stay with it long.
Are you on?
Just a few more.
You know, yes. I was watching this morning, the Monday morning edition of Face the Nation.
Hello, you're on the air.
Okay, I just wanted to know if you guys knew about the Millionaire Show is now off on Wednesdays because of the Survivor Show has beat him in the odds, so they put Norm back on.
Well, Millionaire never was a Wednesday show. They only put it on 2 weeks to compete with Survivor to see how it would go.
Oh, now listen, even Buzz is being testy with people now.
It's incredible. I think we're all doing our very best, Don. I really do. I think we're all making a valiant effort today. We truly are.
Sorry, it only lasted twice, and it's off already. So.
Okay, but again, covered ground.
And covered did you hear what Buzz just said to you?
Yeah, he said it was on only 2 weeks, and I wasn't.
No. That is not what he said. It was put on as a replacement. You see, it was put on as a last-minute addition to go up against Survivor. It was never part of the regular schedule. They were just plugging it in there to do battle with Survivor.
Before Survivor even came on, I thought it was always on Wednesday nights.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. No. My mistake. And I apologize. You guys are having a rough day. I'll just go ahead and let it keep going, I guess.
All right. Thank you.
Sorry about it.
Bye-bye. That's okay.
I'll pay more attention.
Please.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks. We appreciate that you'll pay more attention.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
I just wanted to call and say hi because you were talking to all those moronic guys. I thought you needed a lady to say hello to you.
It's the first intelligent thing that's been said during this phone scan.
Yes. Hello. Hi, Kristen.
So I'm in Fairfax. I'm on my way to work. I just wanted to say hi. I think you guys are great. I've been listening to you for a couple months.
I kind of thought
you sucked in the beginning, but you sucked me in, and now I love you. Listen to you all the time.
Well, thanks.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
I kind of hated you at the beginning of this. But you've won.
won me over now.
Thank you. All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye now.
Bye-bye.
She was nice. She meant well.
They all mean well.
She did. She meant well. She meant very well.
I hated you guys when I first heard you.
That's right, yeah.
But now I've come to love you.
I feel like I'm on that eighth fairway and the game has just gone totally to crap. I'm trying to pretend that I'm in a good mood.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hey, I've got a formula for
you. How am I doing? We're having the greatest show of our careers today.
Yes, welcome
Sounds
back.
Like it. It's good. Hey, I've got a formula for you where you'll never lose another box office bet.
Yes.
I know you didn't lose a bet this weekend, but you didn't figure...
No, I would have. If I had made the bet with Stossel, I would have been a huge loser.
Well, here's a formula for you, okay?
Yeah.
If you see twice as many trailers as hours you watch of network TV a week, you take how many weeks prior to the release you see it...
Right. You know what? That's like if a train leaves Chicago...
Absolutely. Very confusing.
Going 5 miles... I'm sorry, I had to hang up on you.
You'd need a calculator for that formula.
You were losing me there. Last call, Don and Mike show.
Boy, that guy gave me a headache. I just wanted to congratulate Rob and Carrie. You're even goosing the audience for somebody...
There you go. Yeah, here, here.
And I just wanted to say, Rob, hey, way to go. You finally figured out to stop stabbing her in the ass.
God. You know, there goes Rob. Oh, God.
So lovely.
It had to happen during this phone scam.
Of course it would.
It had to.
Wow. Now
that's a good thing better.
That's a good last call.
Oh, right. My God.
Time out. We'll be back to start the third trimester bikini contest in a moment.
It's time to lock crotches and swap gravy. It's time for Don and Mike.
All right, we're going to bring some of the pregnant girls in here.
Excellent.
To start the third trimester bikini pageant.
Very excited about that.
So let me just hype this up. Starting tomorrow, we're going to be announcing our very own Survivor contest.
Ooh.
Now, Friday, I'll tell you right up front, we're going to be looking for 16 people, just like on Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
8 guys, 8 girls, or however it falls out.
Various shapes, sizes, ages, races, it doesn't
right.
matter.
There will be no nudity involved.
Mm-hmm.
However, it will be a true... battle of survival.
Yeah, I think, would it be safe to say it would be very helpful if you had some kind of background in survival training?
Yes, absolutely.
Very good.
Friday, when we play Survivor, and we'll give you all the details tomorrow.
Right.
We got the third trimester bikini thing today, and I kind of want to keep it a secret. Plus, we have to make sure that the reason we're doing the Survivor game, that there's one main component we have to put together before we can go on the air with this.
Absolutely.
But I can't imagine there would be a problem.
I don't think so. I think that, you know, you always have to just check and double check that.
On Friday, when we do our in-studio Survivor, and that'll be the goal, to make it through the 4 hours of this radio show.
Absolutely.
In the conditions that we supply.
Wow.
And then people will vote each other out, just like on the dumb TV show. And someone Friday wins a trip for two to Santa Barbara, California. Trip includes round-trip airfare, 2 nights hotel, at a ranch, courtesy of the John Wayne Video Collection.
At a ranch?
At a ranch.
Not the Mustang Ranch.
No. The John Wayne Video Collection makes a perfect Father's Day gift.
Yeah.
Are you listening, Bart and Frida?
Mm-hmm.
And now on sale at video stores everywhere.
When is Father's Day? This coming Sunday?
It is Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Sunday.
Sunday. And I think perhaps you'll find, as I've already started to find, Father's Day every year. You know how there's the big hype for Mother's Day?
Oh, of course, yeah.
You
right.
know,
mm-hmm.
Father's Day, mm-hmm. you might as well just take a crap on Father's Day.
Yeah, Father's Day is not, never has been. Even when I was growing up with my father, it was never the biggest of holidays.
No, the only people who love Father's Day are the Outback Steakhouse people.
Cause right.
Because they run those commercials, Dad, Dad, totally Daddy, sure. Dad, mm-hmm. Dad, totally Dad. As a matter of fact, what did I say to Frida yesterday? She's got somebody coming up to see her, some her godchild or something, mm-hmm. who's now a grown woman with children. And she said something to me like, I was thinking we'd get together with Donna on Sunday. And I said, oh, really, Sunday? She said, yeah. I said, Sunday is Father's Day.
See, you're a step ahead of me. You knew what day it was.
And she actually looked at me and laughed.
Yeah.
She actually was like,
of course.
Like, yeah, so it's Father's Day. So? That is just so wrong.
It's unfair.
Hey, it happens, though, man.
But it's the way it is. I mean, Father's Day in this country
is not... It's not just Frida.
I mean,
no, I know it's not just freedom.
And it was, and listen, it's the same with my kid. And I know my kid loves me.
Right.
Yesterday, he needed money for something, and I said to him, get it out of your own money, you know, out of your allowance and the money that you make. He already has like a part time job now. He said, get it out of your own money, and he said, okay. And he went ahead and he like spent $10. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, but you better watch it because Father's Day is coming this weekend. I know you want to save to get me something. And again, he looked at me and went, no, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
Because in our society, I don't think we're alone. I think in our society, Father's Day is not looked upon as any big deal. It's, you know, the merchandisers, the retailers will tell you that, hey, for Dad... Mm-hmm. But by and large, I think you could check the receipts, check the money that's made for Mother's Day and for Father's Day.
No.
Be at least like 10%, 90%. And why is that? Because we're dads.
Dads.
Because pretty much women, you know, in our society, mm-hmm. in general, are looked upon as the caregivers and the providers, you know, the providers of raising children and doing all the stuff with the kids.
Mm-hmm. Dad's just dad.
Dad just goes off and, you know.
Hey, hola.
Hey.
Hola.
Hi.
Hi, so I was just telling Uncle Mike and everybody yesterday when you wanted to buy something with your own money.
What?
I don't know what it was. Was it the comic books or whatever you wanted to buy?
Uh-huh.
And I said to you, don't you want to save some money for Father's Day? Yeah, you did like you did now. You kind of just laughed.
See?
See?
Do you have anything big planned for your dad on Father's Day?
No, I haven't really thought about it.
Excellent.
Is Mom there?
No.
Where's she at?
Grandma.
Oh, all right. I'll call her there.
But she's coming back, I think, soon.
All right. Well, it's only right next door. I love you.
But she...
All right, you don't want me to call her?
No, it's that... Do you really want to talk to Grandma?
Do I want to talk to Grandma? No, I want to talk to Mom.
Right, but she'll be back soon. You want me to tell her to call you?
No. You can answer. Listen, just tell me something. Do you think in Mommy's mind that Mother's Day is as important as Father's Day?
I think Mother's Day is much more important overall.
All right, but that's your opinion?
No, in Mom's opinion.
Oh, okay. That's a good answer.
What about in your opinion?
I don't know.
Someday when you're a dad,
because
you'll understand.
No, you see, Mom makes more of a big deal out of it.
Yes, she does.
So if you made a big deal about it, I think Father's Day could be bigger.
Maybe that's the key.
Well,
we feel guilty if we make a big deal about it.
Who's... Women don't.
That's right, son. You know, every once in a while you hit the nail on the head.
He's really right on this
right.
one.
He is indeed. I'll be thinking about this as I make your bed and do your brown crown laundry.
I do not have brown crown.
All right, well, I will be thinking of this. I will be thinking of this conversation as I pay off that bet with you.
Okay.
All right. I love you.
You are the brown crown king.
No, listen. If I'm the brown crown king, you're the brown crown prince. Okay? And if you want a real treat sometime, take a look at Mommy's. And I think you'll find that Mommy's a member of royalty also.
But once I showed it to you and you said she was the red king.
Oh, God. I did not. You're making that up.
You said that wasn't poop.
All right, but I didn't say she was the red cat.
No, it'd be the red queen.
Right. All right, buddy, I love you.
Love you too.
All right. Hey, how you thinking about that busboy job?
Which one?
You know what did Mom tell me today? That he's bitching about the fact that he doesn't have any money. Wants to get a job. So Mom says, what did Mommy say to you today? To weed the garden?
I'm going outside to do it when you called me, Dad.
To weed the garden, and she would pay you. How much was she going to pay you?
$5.
No.
Yes.
No, $6.50.
Why do you ask if you know?
You see, because I know that you wouldn't tell me the true answer.
Then why ask?
To expose you. So Mommy says to him, Frida says, weed the front yard. It's an awful job to do, and we'll pay you $6.50 an hour, which is like minimum wage. Well, he does it half-assed for 30 minutes.
Now, you don't know the story, so you're making things up, Dad.
No, I'm getting this from Mom.
No, because I was in the room when Mom told you.
Mom said he put a half-hearted effort into it, came in after 30 minutes, and said, that's it. I'd like my $3.25, please.
Actually, Dad, you are incorrect.
How am I incorrect?
Actually, she asked me to do the front walkway.
Okay, well, you know, it's semantics here. I mean, I have
the... While the front walkway is tiny, I did it in a half hour because I did a good job.
I, you know, I've got the basic story correct here.
How so?
Oh, wow. Wow. That Mom had a job for you to do.
And I did it well.
And when Mom relayed the story to me today, she relayed it. She did not say to me, Bart did an excellent job, and it only took him half of the amount of time that we thought it was going to take.
That's because I was moaning about it the entire time.
You know, when you call home from now on, I'm not going to ask you if you're calling home. You know what I'm going to say to you?
What?
So you call the debate team again?
It doesn't matter who I call. But listen, no, you know what there is no debate about? There is no debate about the fact that Father's Day is no big deal in my house.
And I think your son's confirmed that, and he said
what
so
is
very...
Father's Day?
Yeah, I agree. Right. That's really the what it is.
Come
when
on.
Is Father's Day?
Don't goof me. You know when Father's Day is.
Next Friday.
No, come on now.
I don't know.
All right, listen, really, this is the only way I can get anything out of him. I'll give you a dollar if you tell me when Father's Day is.
Next Saturday.
He
really don't know.
He doesn't know.
No.
That's how you know he really doesn't know.
It's Sunday.
Father's Day is Sunday. This coming Sunday.
Maybe I would have answered Sunday for $5.
I didn't even know until I asked you when Father's Day was. I wasn't sure. That's what a non-holiday it is.
Right. All right, bud. I love you.
Love you, too.
All right. I'll see you later.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Don't expect anything for your Father's Day.
That's cruel.
I'm not.
No, see, he's not being cruel. What he's doing is he's going along with what is socially acceptable.
I guess.
No, you see, what I'm doing is I'm setting him up, making him think.
He's not going to get anything. Yeah, all right.
And then when he gets a not-so-great gift, it will seem amazing.
It'll be a bonus.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
All right, I love you. I'll see you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's depressing, isn't it?
You know why? It's because I've been trained after all these years. I know Father's Day is just...
It's nothing.
You're used to it.
I don't know. I'm depressed.
Hello?
Hey, it's Lisa.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do with this guy?
Oh, the guy on line three?
Yeah, he's listening.
Did he hop back on the line?
He's on. I can hear him listening to the show.
Oh, well, good. Well, then if he picks up...
Uh-huh.
Tell him he loses.
Okay, I won. Thanks.
Tell him he loses. And, right. And be profane with him.
Okay.
I mean, drop the F-bomb literally.
Yes, be rude to him.
You got it.
Be as rude to him as you can.
All righty.
Thank you. Bye, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
See, one of the reasons is I'm depressed about it, and you are accepting it. And in that sense, see, you're an older father. You've had a son for a longer period of
15
time.
15 years.
And I'm going to change the rules.
And you know,
even though you knew when Father's Day was and I didn't, now that I know when it is, I'm going to say I'm not.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you something, Rob.
Yeah?
That the best Father's Day you're ever going to have is this one right now before you have the kid.
Mm-hmm. Really?
This is the one
where you get cards and stuff.
The honeymoon period. Mm-hmm. Now, I bet this Sunday, Carrie makes it a day for you like you never had before.
Because you're a dad. You're a real dad.
Cool. Right. But it hasn't really, really happened yet.
It should be a special day.
It should.
Damn it. It should be a very special day.
They can't do it without us.
Well, it's not. Forget it. It's not. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I was just calling because my sister's in that that goofy thing you guys are having, bikini thing.
What is the number one holiday? The number one Father's Day gift is to be left alone.
That is true.
That explains a lot.
That is true. The best gift any wife and children can give their father is to leave for a day.
Go!
Go, yeah. Go!
Move!
Where to? Anywhere. Go!
Go!
Stop, you're hurting me.
Stop, you son of a bitch.
You have to be such a tasteless bastard.
All right, your sister is in our pregnant bikini contest?
Yeah, I was calling to warn you.
Warn us about what?
I don't know. She didn't put her makeup on. I'd be really... I'm her brother. I'm going to pick on her, so...
What a nice brother.
Wow. What is your name, sir?
My name's Wayne.
And then which one of the girls is your sister?
Danielle.
Danielle. All right, we will tell Danielle
that her retarded brother called the show tonight.
Her retarded brother.
Yes, thank you, Wayne.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. She didn't put her makeup on.
I hate her so much. I think we got at least five girls that are here now. Some of them are caught up in traffic. Let's just get going. Robbie, could you check very quickly, please, father-to-be, to find out how many girls are here?
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
The concept.
How's he going to handle that? I mean, really, how's he going to handle
fatherhood?
That? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Welcome back, Rob.
Yeah, here. Talk behind my back. It's only piped throughout the whole film.
Oh,
yeah. What were you talking about?
Four here. All right.
We have four?
Let's just start the contest.
Okay, so it's going to be a competition of four.
Yeah, we'll start with four and let the others just get here when they get here. Okay?
Very good. All right.
Let's up. We got to do a commercial first. I got the music ready and everything. Here she is. Miss Third Trimester Bikini Winner.
There she is.
Miss
America.
All right, we'll line them up, Robbie. We will meet the first contestant in the third trimester bikini contest.
Wonderful.
When we come right back.
Serving as a radio plushie for over 6 million listeners, The Don and Mike Show.
Before we meet the next woman, or the first woman for the contest,
the very first pregnant lady,
Here's a guy who's got a pretty good reason his wife's not here today. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hello, my friend.
How are you, sir?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Yes, my wife gave birth to a beautiful baby boy Friday afternoon.
Way to go, pal. She was going to be in our contest today.
Yes.
And she squeezed that baby out on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Mom and baby doing well?
They're doing very well, and, she delivered by cesarean, so it was not a pretty sight.
Well, thanks for sharing that. I appreciate that, sir.
I think a lot depends on the woman.
Yes.
Absolutely. Hey, you guys, I love your show, and I've been a long-time listener, and it's only the second time I talk to you on the phone, but you guys do a great show, and don't let anybody ruin it for you.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, occasionally you have callers that...
Oh, he's saying don't worry about the bad callers.
Yeah,
right.
This is never a problem.
Listen, never.
I'll let you in on a secret. God, I hate going behind the big partition to let you know the biggest secret of the show. We enjoy the callers.
We kind of wouldn't take them if we thought it wasn't entertaining.
Absolutely. It's definitely an addition to the entire program.
Can I ask you a question? I don't want you to get offended here.
No, that's okay.
Have you been drinking like regularly since the baby was born?
No, I'm just excited to be talking to you guys.
Okay, all right, very good.
Thank you,
it sounded maybe you were just celebrating and it continued through the weekend.
Thank you.
I'm overjoyed.
Okay, thanks.
He's loaded.
He's bombed.
Absolutely smashed.
Loopy. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, Don.
Yes.
I'm curious.
Curious.
Was your father-in-law, Frida's father, in a coma or something a few months back? Or
no, he's, as a matter of fact, he's still in the hospital now. He was actually declared dead for 2 minutes.
Didn't he come back from the dead and say that he saw somebody pregnant?
Yeah, you know what, and Robbie.
That was Rob.
You know what, Rob?
It's when I told that story to Carrie, it was. Well, you probably didn't see my face when you were telling the story, but it totally creeped me out because there's a very good chance we did conceive in April.
I've never
met Les, but I have met your mother-in-law, and the fact that that sort of came, that was just, it was really sort of creepy. Wow. And we have not yet ruled the name April out for a girl.
Because that's the vision that came to him, that someone was going to have a baby, and that baby's going to be named April.
Rob Spiewak didn't realize that Les was talking about him. Only one short month later, it would be determined that Rob and Carrie were pregnant, and yes, Les had a vision, a psychic vision, seeing a man with an oversized head fathering a child.
An unsolved mystery.
But what about Gene Baxter?
Gene Baxter and Kevin Ryder were lying.
Okay, let's meet the first girl.
Excellent.
The first woman, I should say.
Man.
Woman who's coming in for the third trimester bikini pageant. We're going to bring each girl in individually.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And we're going down. No, Robbie, one at a time, please.
One at a time.
Wow. Jesus, you are pregnant. Come on up.
Step right up to the microphone. Hello there. Hey, look at you. You're beautiful. wonderful. Hi, enter and sign in, please.
Now, this is Dan... Danielle.
Danielle. Oh, you're the one with the mean brother, right?
Wayne. With the mean brother.
Yeah, didn't you hear when your brother called, Wayne?
Yeah, I heard.
Right. Danielle, how far along are you, Danielle?
I'm 8.5 months.
Eight and a half months. So moments from now, maybe.
6 weeks is my due date.
Six weeks is your due date? Mm-hmm. Okay, very good.
Okay, the first thing that we have to do is, Robbie, if you get the tape measure, if you don't mind, Rob's soon to be a father, so he's very stable.
I heard that on the air today.
Be very gentle, Robbie. Very gentle here.
Rob is actually going to...
That's your belly button.
He's always going to measure.
You have to go part of the way around and then start over.
Okay, right there.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
And Rob, she is how far?
Rob,
that is 3 feet right there.
Ah! Oh, God.
Be careful.
Put
You're
the tape measure.
Me.
41 inches.
41 inches.
41 inches.
41 inches. That is how big Danielle's belly is.
Congratulations. Do you know whether? Do you know whether?
Baby, sorry.
Whether it's going to be a boy or a girl yet?
It's a boy.
It's a boy.
It's a boy.
Is this your first boy?
This is my first boy. My second pregnancy.
Wonderful. Mm.
And what is what's the deal with that tattoo over your belly button?
That is called a teenage
mistake.
Basically.
Okay.
It's a porpoise? It was a dolphin and it's turned into a whale.
Who is the celebrity you told us you most resembled?
Drew Barrymore.
You're much cuter than Drew Barrymore.
Oh, absolutely.
No, really.
Absolutely.
Really, you're cute.
Thank you.
You know, I mean that. Yeah, I mean, you're pregnant, but you're cute.
Well,
you know what I mean.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Since nobody tells me anything, I didn't come to rehearsal today.
Yes.
Charlie Broyhill gave me this card with a 1, 2, and 3 on it. Is there any particular... Hi, Charlie. Can you explain that to me?
I didn't get a chance to tell you.
Okay.
There's going to be three contests. The bikini,
right.
The talent,
okay.
And the inane question. So just put your score for each under the...
And the scoring is going
to
be...
1 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Are we able to use decimals?
Yes.
All right. So we can use 1.5, 1.3, that type
Correct.
Of thing.
Correct. That's
very
decimal,
good.
Yes.
And your judges are going to be me, Mike, Buzzy,
mm-hmm.
Robbie, and Charlie.
Oh.
All right. So everybody should start right now on position number one.
Position number one.
Please rate Danielle in her bikini.
Very good.
Can you see?
Yes. She's,
thank you.
She's actually doing some nice posing for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, please keep those results secret.
Very good.
Now, Danielle, I'm going to ask you one of the random questions now.
And then we will grade you on your answer.
Okay.
A lot of pressure. How you doing? How you holding up, Danielle?
I'm nervous.
Very good. That's all right. Don't be nervous.
Here's your question. These are the same stupid type questions they ask Miss America contestants. In your opinion, why do you think everyone said noted private investigator John Shaft was a bad mother?
I don't even know who private investigator John Shaft is.
That's a shame. We have to grade her on the questions that are asked.
And I think a very clever question, incidentally.
Mm-hmm.
Very clever.
Yes.
Okay, Danielle.
Okay, so that's phase two of the competition.
I guess that's a poor score.
Well, that's okay because you look great in your bikini, so that, you know, everything evens out here. So
okay.
Don't worry.
See, it kind of ties into the pregnant woman being a bad mother.
Right, absolutely.
But in fact, John Shaft is not a...
He's not a bad mother.
He's not a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
But I'm talking about Shaft.
John Shaft. And you can dig it.
Now, the final a part of your participation will be your talent.
Have you thought about the talent competition?
Well, I was going to hula hoop, but...
Oh, my.
Oh, dear, that would be...
In attempting to do that, the baby did not cooperate.
Did not like it. Okay.
No.
All right. Very good.
So my second thing was, is I have wonderful massaging hands.
Yes.
And if anybody would like to be a...
A recipient of the...
Yes.
Like a shoulder rub? Is that what it is?
Just the neck and the head.
Oh, okay, all right.
Probably, if you were going to do a head, you should do Rob, because Rob is a giant head. But generally, whenever there's any touching that goes on this show, Buzz is usually the recipient of it.
Yes, Buzz, could you come over here and get the massage?
Absolutely. Okay.
And then we will simply...
We will allow me to touch anybody.
We will all observe Buzz getting
the
massage, and then we will rate your talent on that. And now Buzz's chair is being moved in.
Here comes Buzz, ready to be in his role as designated touchee.
Buzz will now
let you know how it goes.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Buzz.
Have to ooh and ah.
All right, now Danielle is beginning the massage.
Take your glasses
for Buzz. Now she's working his her way down the front of his stomach. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm joking.
No, I'm kidding.
She's unreal. She's unbuckling his pants.
We have a pregnant woman giving Buzz a massage and for her talent competition.
I love the scalp massage.
Mm-hmm. Buzz.
While she is kneading Buzz's hair.
And neck.
Buzz is kneading.
No.
No, he's not. He's sitting there very quietly.
He's sitting there very rigidly.
Buzz, do you think maybe you could roll forward a little so you're not wedging Danielle into the corner there with her pregnancy?
Sure.
There we go.
How's it going, Buzz?
Very nice.
Actually, if the chair fell off the riser, it'd be quite funny.
if you push Buzz off the stage area.
Give it a little push.
Now, Buzz is the recipient. How is it, Buzz?
You know, we need some response from you, Buzz, like you would normally respond during a massage.
You've gotten a few massages in your day.
A couple. It's very nice.
Oh, come on. Don't you have any oohs or ahs? Oh,
okay.
Ooh. Okay, I'll tell you what. Here you go. How about this?
Uh-huh.
While she's massaging you,
uh-huh.
just call her Sylvia.
Sylvia.
You remember Sylvia?
You know, I like the fact that Danielle came in here, and her idea of the talent was nice. Giving a good massage. I think she gets points on that alone.
Oh, the grade just went up. That's
really?
Oh, yeah. A little shoulder blade massage here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's right. Hey, she is good at this.
And like in the Flamingo Kid, now the front. Just kidding.
Yes, please.
Would you consider giving Buzz's buttocks a rub?
No.
No, she would not.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Okay,
we are good at this.
Thank you, Danielle.
All
right. And since I didn't get it and Don didn't get it either, we're going to have to base that on Buzz's reaction. So I'm going to give you a 0.00. No,
just kidding. I'm kidding.
He did ooh.
There we go.
Well, Danielle, our first contestant. Now, Danielle, I got to ask you one more thing. How do you feel about having your picture posted on the web? Is that all right? Okay, can we bring in the digital camera, please?
A picture of Danielle for the web?
Yeah.
For our third trimester bikini beauty contest?
Because of all the girls who want to participate today, we're going to post those pictures on the website.
And Danielle, is there anybody that you'd like to say hello to during your part of the competition?
Just my husband, Troy.
Troy! Very good. And that's, of course, Troy Aikman.
Are you and Troy still having sex?
Of course.
Really full intercourse?
Yes.
Really?
Good home.
Pregnant.
There you go. Just because we didn't.
I know.
You just have, there are all sorts of other lifestyles. It's gross.
I mean,
gross having sex with a pregnant woman?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think so. I didn't have sex with Frida when she was pregnant. I mean, not when she was as far along as you are.
Rob will be doing that all the way up until the 9th month.
There's more things to experiment with.
Mm-hmm. See, now, okay, when you describe sex, that's like, yes, that's the as I said the other day, that's the best time for a guy to be married, is right.
Oh, yeah, because there are all sorts of other things.
Which means mainly you do stuff for him.
Oh, no.
Oh, no?
No, it's a two-way street.
Oh, you mean he still does stuff for you down there? He does stuff for you down there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's so close to the baby. Jesus. Oh, my goodness.
But the baby's protected, and it's not for the baby. It's for me.
Oh, the baby. But the baby's so close.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Mike doesn't want to hear this, but it's true.
La, 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 la.
Like, what if your husband's down there?
No.
Doing something digitally.
No, no.
You know, like he poked your kid's eye out or something.
Oh, God, stop it!
I think everything, is... It's documented that everything is well protected.
Okay. Well, okay.
I think so.
Whatever.
I feel the same way you do.
Here's the digital camera. Let's get our picture of our first contestant.
Contestant number one, Danielle.
Danielle.
I think a fantastic contestant.
Yeah,
John.
Great.
And a straight-on shot. I think.
She's great. And she's cute. To see that Drew very Barrymore, good. That's an insult.
And very good. Very good in the competition, too. Here's the little picture.
We got no flash there, Charlie.
It didn't work.
This is Charlie Broyhill taking the photograph, the digital photograph. The pictures that will be up on the web
right now.
trying to act like he's never taken semi-pornographic pictures of pregnant women before.
There you go.
And
all right, it worked.
You got it?
No,
you did not.
Well,
get
you can do it out in the hallway.
Right.
All right.
What's the problem, Charlie?
If
I knew that, I would have been able to take the picture.
You know, sometimes it's totally apparent you don't give a rat's ass if you slow this show down.
No, he doesn't.
You could care less.
What a great answer that was from the great communicator.
There you go.
Well,
that was clear. If I knew, I would have been able to take the picture.
Very good. Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle.
Yes, you're great, Danielle. I guess he'll take your picture whenever he figures it out.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Danielle. She was wonderful.
That's right. The whole segment was wonderful until, Charlie Broyhill came in to take the picture.
Hold on. He's ready now.
All right.
Hey, way to go, Charlie. Let's get a second one.
Congratulations. You did it. There you go.
Okay. Hold on. And...
Yeah!
Okay. Hey, yeah.
You got it.
Are you happy now?
Yeah, I'm real happy.
Good.
Thanks, Charlie. So much.
Good.
That wasn't difficult.
We thank you.
Very good.
Let's break that as Danielle. She is contestant number one. And listen, for everybody playing along at home, you know, you'll be able to see these girls on the web tonight when we post the picture. So stay right there. We'll be back with girl number two.
This right. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how are you two doing this afternoon?
Doing great, thank you.
All right, here you go. First annual third trimester bikini contest.
Yeah.
Will you guys take a little constructive criticism?
You know, Lisa told me we had a guy like this on the phone.
Yeah. All right, sure.
Okay, you guys are there. You guys are seeing it.
Yeah.
The 87 other thousand fans. Out here who listen to you day in and day out ain't got a goddamn clue what these girls are wearing.
Bikinis. That's why we call it the third trimester bikini contest.
Right.
Yeah, and they're pregnant, and I'm guessing that what you're looking for you might be able to get on certain websites.
True indeed, but I would have to pay for that. So,
you could
give us some variation.
No, listen.
Amount of material that comprises the bikini.
No, sorry. This is somebody who wants us to crawl into his little fantasy world.
Sorry, Johnny Perv. Absolutely not.
Johnny Pervamente.
We have described the way that these girls look. We've told you if they're good looking, told you the last girl was cute. She's very pregnant. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, 8 months pregnant. She had on a blue bikini. Beyond that, you know, I guess, what am I supposed to tell you? Wait until we put the pictures up on the web, then you can, you know, whip it out and wield your sword. But until then, no, I'm sorry.
All right, fine. You try and have a good day.
No, you try and have a good day.
Yeah.
Well, post the pictures then.
Sick. Listen, we are going to post the pictures. How long have you had this thing about pregnant women?
Moi?
Yeah, you.
Ever since you guys mentioned it.
Because, I mean, you're really, really into it. I think it's a wonderful idea for a radio show. You're into it in a different way. Aren't you? Yes, you are.
Dirty way.
Come on, tell the truth. Come on now, seriously.
Help me out.
No, but I mean, be serious. Seriously, aren't you?
No.
What did you really want? What did you want to know? She's wearing a blue bikini.
It's fine, that's it, I guess.
It's
no pattern, no cut, no...
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Some of them enough to make a tablecloth out of them, and some of them are barely enough to blow your nose in.
Oh, my God. A bikini's a bikini.
Well, I guess you haven't seen too many then.
Does the FBI have your address?
They probably do now.
No, and I've seen plenty of bikinis, but have you seen bikinis on pregnant women?
No. Good point.
Are you a father? Are you married?
Not that I know of.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that constructive criticism.
Thank you very much.
Yes, this...
See you on the second annual.
This was a very normal call.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
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 And he felt strongly enough to call and criticize.
Wow.
Yeah, that's just too weird.
There he is.
There he is. Come on, guys. You're not doing a good enough job describing.
Enough material for a tablecloth or to blow your nose in.
Come on, what is the pattern and the cut on the thigh? Oh, God.
Want to blow something else in. Not your nose.
That is easy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi, my name is Lainey.
Yes, hi, Lainey.
I have a question, actually, so from left field, but it's a question about boobs.
Yeah, honey.
Why is it that radio stations seem to have stopped with the whole game of free implants?
Why radio stations have stopped with the game of free implants?
Yeah, it seemed like you could just get them at any station.
That was a directive that came down from the Justice Department. Janet Reno. Janet Reno said she wasn't having any more of it.
Well, all I know is that one time we did that contest. We had the ugly breast contest.
Oh.
And we gave away free boobs.
Right.
And the day after we did it, we were going to start another contest with the same doctor for a penis implant contest.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And the very same day, the Washington Post did, like, some scathing expose of this doctor.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
We backed off it right at that point.
Oh, well, see, the thing is, there's also, like, a dearth of ethnic implants. I'm a mulatta, and, I don't know, I look pretty good.
What is mulatta? What is that?
My dad is black. And
yeah, but you're saying, but implants, you're talking about on the inside, right?
All right. Well, the thing is, I look pretty good. I guess if you ask me what celebrity I most look like,
yeah,
it'd be a cross between Leanne Tweeden and Jennifer Lopez.
But I'm not sure what you mean by there's a lack of ethnic implants. Why would that be?
Well, I just haven't seen many, ethnic girls, actually.
That have implants?
Oh, honey, you should run
them on the show with to get, you know, implants.
Well, we've only done that one time.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, I wouldn't even remember whether, you know, what the ethnicity was of the people that came by.
Well, they're mostly just, you know, Caucasian women, which is not a problem.
I think you're right, though. I mean, I will agree with that.
Right,
I think the women that.
If you do want to see some women of color, though, with fake ones, we're in a porno sometime.
Absolutely.
Well, we do that. I just thought I would call and ask because my hoots are less than inspiring.
You know, if you really are concerned and you like an opinion.
Well, I could, you know. You guys,
come on down.
If you wanted to do that, I could be like the official mulatto rack of the Don and Mike show.
Yes, be the official mulatto.
Yes.
That's a smoothie, right?
Mulatto.
That's half white and half black,
exactly.
Right?
Well, yeah, I'm not, basically.
And right. Sounds like you're a turbo hottie.
It depends on what you like.
Mm-hmm. Sure, well, come on down and show us what you've got.
It's the mulatto rack of the Don and Mike show.
There you go.
All right.
Okay.
Come on down.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What's going on, guys? Hey, I wanted to make a comment about the first contestant who was talking about her boyfriend pleasuring her.
Husband. Her husband. Yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah, her husband pleasuring her. Well, what if he was, I mean, say she's like 8-9 months pregnant and he was to go down there and, you know, do his business. What if somebody's water broke?
Well, that would
then he would have a bad taste in his mouth, wouldn't he?
That would just be a hazard of the duty. I mean,
yeah,
a hazard of the job he was doing.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's meet our next
some very
contestant.
Interesting men listening to this show today. I just want to say that.
Fair.
Hey, what if he was? I was thinking about what you said. Well, what's the cut? What's the pattern of the fabric?
Let's bring our next girl in. Her name is Kelly, and here comes pregnant girl number two, Kelly. And
hi,
wow,
Kelly.
She is really, really, really pregnant.
You are really, really pregnant, Kelly.
Wow. Yes, I am.
Fantastic.
How far along are you, Kelly?
I have 6 weeks.
So you have 6 weeks to go?
Actually, the girl before me, we have the exact same due date.
Huh? And what is your due date?
July 27th.
July 27th. Now, Robbie?
Yes.
Would you mind measuring her? Who is the celebrity, Kelly, that you told us you most resemble?
I think I said Drew Barrymore and Elizabeth Shue, but Elizabeth Shue before I got pregnant and Drew Barrymore after I got pregnant.
All right.
You know, that's the second Drew Barrymore we've had.
Oh, yeah, this is good. Uh-huh. Need a bigger tape, don't you?
She's actually much prettier than Drew Barrymore. She's, for all of you pervs out there, she's blonde. She's
43 inches.
43 wow. inches is her belly size.
A little Daryl Hannah in there, too. A little Daryl.
Oh, that's
you said
very
40,
kind.
43
Thank
inches.
You.
She's wearing a black bikini with enough material somewhere between a tablecloth and blowing your nose.
She has a toe ring. She's wearing very sexy wrap shoes with the, what do you call those kind of shoes you're wearing, Kelly?
Strappies.
Yes. She has a tattoo.
And she also has...
Blonde and very attractive. Beautiful legs.
High heels.
Yes. And you, what is the tattoo you have?
Flowers.
Flowers on the tattoo.
You realize what we're doing now. Now we're really
pandering to that pervert.
Yes, to that guy who's doing that right now.
Absolutely.
Now, do you mind having your picture taken?
No, not at all.
To be posted on the web? Beautiful. All right, we've just taken the picture. Let's get this competition underway.
Fantastic.
First would be the simple voting on the physical aspects.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that is totally subjective. We rate you between 1 and 10. Okay?
Very good. We're voting.
Everybody's there.
Excellent.
Everybody done with that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, let me select another question at random for you.
Are you ready for your random question, Kelly?
Bring it on.
Very good. Okay. Here we go. In your opinion, Kelly, in your opinion, is Eden cheating? Why or why not?
She's thinking about her answer.
Eden is cheating because I wouldn't want him to do it if I couldn't do it. So rules apply both ways.
There's her answer.
Thank you.
Very nice.
A round of applause.
Good answer. Nice.
He's in the crowd. Mm-hmm. These answers are just about as insipid as the question. And we thank you for that.
Okay.
And finally, we need to know, Kelly, what is your talent?
I twirl baton.
Twirl a baton while she's pregnant.
I didn't say I twirl baton well. I just say I twirl baton.
And difficult in this limited space here?
More difficult in arena than I'm used to performing in, but okay. I'm going to try to make the best of it.
Do we have any baton twirling music that we could play for Kelly as she twirls her baton?
Hold on, yes,
we can count on you, Rob, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Rob picked the perfect.
There you go, dear. I got this one, or how about this one? Charlie, take a picture of that.
Hey, good job.
That's got to be a picture for the web.
Kelly twirling her baton, a woman in a bikini.
Great music.
Fantastic job.
That's a strong right hand you have.
43 inches pregnant, twirling her baton like nobody's business.
You ever twirl your husband's baton like that?
Well, now I'm pregnant. I pretty much do whatever he asks for. It's very limited.
That's Kelly, everybody.
Good job.
You never dropped her. A pleasure to meet you. Thank you. And she's giving one more photograph.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good job.
Okay, yeah. Everybody.
We've got our votes in, Don. We've got our votes in.
Okay, Charlie, there's my vote for Kelly.
Excellent.
Let's get one more girl in this break.
All right, that was fascinating.
Yes, it was.
That was Kelly, girl number two.
We did pander to that guy, didn't we? Both of us trying to be as descriptive as possible. You know, no matter what, it's still criticism when we still respond to it. We still strive to be better.
And that's going
to
be a great picture because it's not every day you see a pregnant woman in a bikini twirling a baton.
Oh, and for those of you calling about the website, we don't know exactly which site we're going to put these pictures on yet, so please bear with us. And I don't think we're going to get like a 5 or 6 hour turnaround. Probably we won't be able to announce it until tomorrow.
It's
like it took us a couple of days to get the pictures of Frida up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're on www.2exposed.com. And if Homo Joe would ever get us the pictures of the beach house.
What's the problem, Joe?
We would put those up on Jenna and Shiloh's website also. But
very good.
Homo Joe has simply not come through with the pictures of the beach house.
Very disappointing.
Mm. Okay, girl number three making her way in right now. Her name, Mike, is Suzette.
Bring in Suzette, contestant number three. Hi, Suzette.
I will tell you this.
How are you?
Suzette is the first contestant who has a real Audi belly button.
Absolutely. And, now, and a lovely bikini.
Was it always an Audi?
No, it was a complete innie.
It was a complete innie.
Yes.
Her bikini, Buzz, would you please describe?
A very small top on this bikini compared to the others we've seen so far.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of coverage up top.
That's right.
A black fabric with a multiple colored flower print.
Kind of a fluorescent colored print.
Yes,
right,
very bright.
Flowers like almost an old, Peter Max poster.
Very bright.
It fits her well.
Tell me more.
As we pander to, you're wearing some very nice sandals there. Any tattoos on you at all?
No.
No piercings or anything like that?
All right,
very good.
Now, it doesn't appear that the booby fairy has been to see you yet, or has the booby fairy been to see you?
The booby fairy came and left with some boobies.
Oh, okay. Really?
But I've heard they'll be back, so.
And what month are you in, Suzette?
I am in the seventh and a half month.
Seven and a half months, very good.
Well, she's not nearly as big as the other girls. Robbie, would you start by measuring Suzette, please?
Now, Suzette, do you know whether it's going to be a boy or a girl?
My husband knows. I didn't want to find out.
You didn't want to find out, so you'll be surprised the day the baby's born.
Hold that on your belly button, please.
Very good. Suzette has dark hair and a pretty smile.
Can I just say that I've heard you guys since you were on WAVA.
Wonderful.
Way back when I was in, like, the third grade.
Oh, thank you.
I love you guys.
Thank
Thank you. We love you.
Thank you, Suzette.
36 and a half.
36 and a half. One of our tinier contestants. 18.
And Suzette, who is the celebrity that you think you most resemble?
Well, my husband has said Catherine Zeta-Jones. I think it's more like Selma Hayek.
I think it's a combination of both.
Hot.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very
way,
hot.
Pretty hot. Okay, guys, rate her, please. Rate her now.
Okay. Very good.
Between a 1 and a 10, please rate her. And here's the second part of the competition. Is everybody ready with this?
Yes, we are set. We're ready to go with Suzette, contestant number 3.
Okay, here is your question. Please offer some advice to the listeners of this show that are young and sexually active regarding the modern crisis of babies having babies.
Very good.
Wow, you gave me a serious one. if you want one.
All right, would you like another question if you thought that was too...
No.
You want to tackle this one, Suzette?
Yeah.
You get extra credit if you do.
Okay.
And now here is Suzette on babies having babies.
It's fun to do it. But you should hold out because it really distorts your body.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's it. Good answer.
Very nice.
Good answer.
And finally, what will you be doing for the talent portion?
I am going to do the splits.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Now, don't hurt yourself. Now, wait, did you check with your doctor? Is this okay?
I can still do it, and I know that's not very possible when you're pregnant.
Oh, my God.
I figured that's my only time that I can do it.
You did check with your doctor, right? It's okay to do a split?
I'm sure it's all right.
Oh, my God. All right. We might
have enough for government work.
Absolutely.
As you know, both you and I could deliver the baby now with these hands if we had to.
These hands touched by God.
All right, now, this could be the most exciting talent portion yet. Suzette will now attempt to do the splits while 7.5 months pregnant.
Suzette, be very careful.
Okay.
Here she goes.
Right there.
Right there.
Right on the heel. Here we go.
Here she goes. And.
Right, here we go. She's doing this.
She has done this.
She has successfully done the split. Charlie Broyhill is taking the picture. God. Charlie Larry Flint Broyhill. Bravo, Suzette.
She did the splits.
Excellent job.
She did the splits.
Wonderful Amazing. Job.
Very nice, Suzette.
Thank you, Suzette.
Please get out of here now.
Thank you very much.
Please, thank you. It's wonderful to meet you.
For any of you that might have been concerned, it was a gentle split. She went down there. You know, it wasn't like those splits you see cheerleaders do, you know, when they go from the top of the pile all the way down and go boom.
Still remarkable, though.
Yes.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Fascinating.
Okay. I think we've got at least one more girl to go.
What a competition.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? It's Tim from Fort Myers, Florida.
Yes, Tim. Hello there.
I just wanted to call and say thanks for being the voice of the common man.
Thank you. I'm nothing if not common. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
First of all, you guys are sick, but how old do you feel when that girl said, I was in the third grade listening to you, and now she's in front of you, mother-to-be. Do you feel old or what?
Hey, let me tell you, that's two compliments. You guys are sick, followed by, hey, do you feel old or what? And we once again say thank you. Thank you so much for the compliment.
What you guys are doing.
What are we doing?
You're looking at practically naked pregnant women.
Think about what you're doing. You're listening to us look at practically naked pregnant women.
And, you know, really, in all seriousness, they're not practically naked.
Now, they're wearing bikinis.
6, 6, 6, 6, 6.
You're listening.
Old.
Now, that one's tough. That's tough right
there. How old are you?
I'm 36.
Come on, please. I'm 42. Come on, there's really no difference there.
Yeah, see what it is. You're saying that because you're confronting your own demons, aren't you, sir? That old man, that Father Time is staring at you right now.
Well, I don't disagree with that.
There you go.
These guys must really be over the edge right now.
Over the edge?
Meaning what?
Age-wise.
Well, no, we both got like 4 years on you.
I know that, but at least I'm still in my 30s.
Yes,
such a bastard.
Hey, I love your show, guys.
I love you still, though. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, but no, I have to tell this guy, sir. You may only be in your 30s, but you started dying when you were 25.
Hey, Buzz, where did it come through?
When a person reaches the age of 25, they stop making new cells faster than the old cells die off. In other words, you're dying more than you're growing at that age, starting at that age. So this guy's in our club.
There you go.
Who the hell asked you, Buzz?
You did by calling.
Oh. Yeah, I'll take care. God bless.
God bless.
Right,
F you.
There he goes. And there's love here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
is for Rob. You know, the best sex I ever had was when I knew I was getting her preggo. I've done that three times, and the next best sex was when I had her 9 months old. I knew I could not get her more pregnant. Enjoy now, Rob. You won't have it again for many years to come.
Bring up a good point. Your wife was excellent at that.
Hello. This is a love fest today, isn't
Don
it?
Don and Mike show. Jesus H. Christ.
Hello. Kudos and brickbats to Mr. Rob Spiewak and his beautiful wife, Carrie, who announced over breakfast they were having a baby.
At breakfast. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, it's nice to know these guys are smaller than both of your waists. That's all I got to say.
This is just the love fest continues.
What?
Listen, one right after the other.
If you're going to insult, try to get it all out.
There you go. You know, there's some lovely pregnant ladies that are waiting in the hallway while these idiots, you ought to just, out of respect to the pregnant ladies, not to us, sir.
I love the pregnant ladies. I just don't like you guys.
You don't like, of course you do. You're listening to the show.
Of course I like you guys.
Yes, of course you do.
I'd like to see women bigger than you.
You can't help it. You'd like to be here and you can't.
I know.
That's what it is,
Mike.
We understand.
I know. Hey, let's have some breakfast.
Yeah, that's right. That won't be on the air because that's my private message to you.
Thanks, Mike.
That was Don.
Sorry, Don.
Jesus Christ.
Out today. It's been a tough week. It's the heat.
Yeah, it is. It is. Have a good one, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Why are so many a-holes calling us up today?
I don't know what it is.
I really don't know.
I don't know myself.
I mean, every single call, no, I take it back, not every, virtually every call we've taken today.
Absolutely.
Has been from an a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I think? I don't think they're a-holes. They're just a-holes. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
They're guys who I think really do like the show.
They do like the show. They actually come out and say it.
Do like listening to the show.
They're just enjoying themselves. I think, you know what?
Just jag-offs, man.
I think we give them too much when they do that. I think we give them too much of what they want. I think that's why they call.
Well, we've known that all along. We've never been able to stop it.
I know,
though.
We can't stop it. We can't stop it.
They want to join the fight club.
They do. They enjoy that.
Well, we can show them.
No, we can.
Yes, we can.
Never been able to.
We might be able to.
We could try.
All right, let's try. Let's
so
go
hard.
To break right now.
So hard.
And not take another phone call from someone who I'm sure will have nothing but bad things to say to us. Right. And then we'll end it all by saying, but I love the show.
Yes. A good idea.
Mm-hmm. Can we go to break? Can we?
Without taking another phone call?
Can we?
I don't know.
Watch.
All right.
Watch this finger.
I see. I'm in finger.
Because this finger will either push this button.
Yep.
Or this button.
Mm. We're going to find out.
Or you know what? One finger will do one finger will do the other.
We'll see what happens.
Which finger has the most power?
Which way will it
do? The finger that will press the button to go to break? Or the finger that will press the button to take another insipid telephone call?
I'm in finger.
Which finger has the power?
I'm getting dizzy watching both those fingers flying.
Which finger? This finger's a smart finger.
Ah, there you go.
He plunked down on the hotline where he knew no one would be.
Ah, that finger was teasing us.
Right.
Was testing us.
No, Mike, you know what? Actually, this finger's going to do the pushing.
Very good.
This finger right here on my left hand.
That's the finger that's appropriate for today. Yeah.
And this finger on my right hand.
Yes.
Watch where both of these fingers go right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We are going to 40
AHTK.
Yes!
The home of the pumpkin shampoo, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, before we bring the fourth girl in,
yes,
here is the woman who will be celebrating Father's Day with me this weekend.
Ah, wonderful.
Hi, honey.
Sugar Bear, Barty asked me to call you, so you want us just to leave you alone on Father's Day?
No, of course not.
That's what you want.
Not really.
Well, that's
just for a little while.
Well, you just said all day alone. So we should, book a hotel or something.
The day is continuing, I suppose, I'm feeling for you
it's
here.
It's a day
right?
of ball busting, but the thing is, when you live with Frida, every day is a day of ball busting.
Pardon me for believing what you said, my mistake.
Pardon you for believing me what I said where?
When you said you wanted to be left alone all day.
When did I say that?
You said it just earlier in the show.
Oh, right, when I was doing my comedy radio show.
Oh, all right.
All right. Okay. But really, really, but seriously, honey.
Yes, all, my sweetie.
All kidding aside,
mm-hmm.
Father's Day?
Yes.
Really not a priority for you, is it?
Why do you think that?
Well, because there's just not the same emphasis put on Father's Day as there is on Mother's Day. I don't think it's just you.
No, I think it's countrywide.
I don't know why you say that.
Countrywide.
I haven't given you any indication that that's not an important day with me.
Well, what about when you said that that's the day that Donna was going to come up? And I said to you, well, that's Father's Day. And you looked at me and went, well, oh, is it?
I said that, where is it? It turns out I made arrangements to see her during the week.
Okay, but...
Oh, hey, that's good. Wow. That's a good sign.
That's nice. But you didn't do it because Sunday's Father's Day.
I had planned, no matter if there were family in town or whatever, Father's Day is your day. And would you like to do anything special that day? You usually don't.
No, probably not.
Yeah, you usually don't. But, you know, it's your day. Whatever you want to do, we are at your service.
Okay. Well, I don't want him at my service. I just want you at my service.
You're not my father. I have a father. But I am going to be more than happy to facilitate Bart's celebration of having the greatest dad in the whole world.
If we were to go on that, then on Mother's Day,
mm-hmm.
your son would be responsible and Don wouldn't be responsible.
That's right. And he has the choice between celebrating with his mother or with me.
This is the point when I get a conversation with Frida. Frankly, I don't know if anybody listening in their car is still listening. I'm not listening to this anymore.
Right, I know.
It's like, this is like talking to a dog right now.
I will
now.
Give her credit. She had answers. She had the answer ready to go as soon as
that's
I made
why
up.
I win most arguments by default because he just throws in the towel.
I mean, I expected maybe I'd throw you with that one, and you did. I mean, it was as though you were planning on me asking
no,
that.
No.
I did not give up on the argument we had over the weekend, though.
What was that?
The stupid argument.
I said I was sorry for saying.
And I said that we worked it out. I said everything exactly as it was.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
No,
sure it's just as well I didn't listen. And
I did.
That argument just died a natural death, and we won't rehash it and get it going again.
All right, honey.
All right.
Love you.
I love you. So, that's how we've stayed married as long as we have.
So Father's Day. Some kind of grandiose celebration.
Whatever you want. If you want great, you know what? I'm now that you're saying this, I'm realizing that you probably do want like a picnic planned and a bike outing and lots of together.
No.
Maybe
no.
Throwing
Listen,
a ball.
I'm not opposed to
throwing a ball.
To like the beach.
Oh right, because I never throw a ball, and because I never go to the beach.
No. But we're just going to have a day full of activities.
You know what I'd like?
I can see that I haven't made a big enough
deal. I really would like a day. We just go to the beach. That would be a great day.
Whatever you want, my sugar bear.
Okay, good.
You will be the king on that day.
And on that day when we go to the beach, you have to walk up to get the stuff.
And I'll park the car like I did the last time we went to the beach. And I'll hike
And hold on a second.
The 10 the blocks. And oh, I'll carry all
you know
the
what? This is where she is.
Things.
This is where she is just ridiculous. Now, why did you carry the chairs? Because you saw my back. When we parked the car at the beach, and we're talking about just yesterday when we were at the beach in Ocean City, how many times did I say to you, why don't you let me park the car, you get out and go sit down, I'll find the spot
for the car. Yeah, but you're not saying it like you said it. It's, why don't you let me
park
the car? I know, I can carry
you. You are so full of crap.
No,
I swear to God you're full of it.
No.
I swear, listen, I swear to Jesus Christ that I said to her.
You said, you know, with your last dying breath you
please.
Can manage a beach chair. I think I can manage one. You know, or give me a towel.
God, what
I'll
did I do to deserve
towel.
This?
It's a bad day.
What did I do to deserve
it's
this?
It's a tough day. It's
I
a
really
very
don't
tough
know.
Day.
Well, Sunday will be a great day, and we'll spend it all just focused on you, Sugar Bear. Except, I would like to spend a little bit of time, you know, telling my father Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, as would I.
All right, good.
Gee, which one of us spent more time with your father in the hospital this weekend? That's right. Same as it's ever been. Me.
I think that you did. Bart and I have a term we call it's daddy time. And that doesn't mean that it's time spent focused on daddy. That means by your internal clock, things go at least triple time passes triple the normal rate.
Now you're getting her double speak here.
No, but you can ask Bart this. Well, how long were you there? A half hour. Bart and I look at each other knowingly and know that it was 10 minutes.
What that I spent seeing your dad in the hospital?
No, but you triple the time and amounts that Bart and I know that when you say that you did something for a certain amount of time, that we divide by three.
Well, I think that it's only because of conversations with you, because now it seems to me like I've been on the phone with you for an hour, when in reality, looking at the clock, I see I've only been on the phone with you for roughly 5 minutes.
I know that everyone in that studio with you would agree with me if they didn't want to make you unhappy. If they weren't afraid of,
what,
you know.
Hold on. Everybody, with no fear of retribution, first, does anybody understand the question?
No, I didn't understand the way that was framed, no.
Oh, yeah, see. That's the safe answer. Just not to understand the...
what you're saying is if I say something takes 10 minutes,
if you say,
it means it really took 3 minutes.
If you say something happened 3 months ago, divide by three. If you say you spent a half an hour waiting online, divide by three. That's the way your internal clock works, and everybody with you knows that. It's a quality we love about you, but it's one of your idiosyncrasies.
I'm not familiar with the time question. I am not familiar with the... I'd have to... I will tell you, I will be doing investigating. I'll get back to you on that.
Oh, I know you are. I know it.
Listen, guys, don't fear any retribution. Tell me if you think I do this.
It's not retribution. They're not afraid of retribution because you're not, you know, you're not Arnold Schwarzenegger there. They don't want to make you unhappy because they're your friend.
Honey, listen, they can't make me any unhappier than doing this show has today. Today.
That's all right. It's so, and I'm the only one brave enough to tell it to you.
Well, thank God for you.
Yeah. Or maybe Charlie would.
Yeah, let's call him in.
Charles Braille.
Because he doesn't care about your feelings.
Yeah, that, as is evidenced every single moment of every single day.
Charles Braille, would that be the one you wanted fired the other day, Frieda?
I was only saying that because I
just think Charlie ought to address that with you right now
before
he gets on to the next thing.
I was not worried one bit about that because I knew Don was in my corner.
There you go.
Yeah, he was.
So don't think I'm going to pile on with you, Frieda.
No, I know you.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for a change.
Okay, Charlie's on your side.
Yes, that's right.
All right, but it doesn't make it so. We at home know the truth, even if you in the studio are afraid to speak it.
And again, what is this, a major violation that we're talking about?
She's saying you take time intervals and multiply them by three. So if you say you've done something 10 minutes for 10 minutes, if you say you've done something for 30 minutes, it's actually only 10. If you said you did something for 3 hours, it's actually only an hour.
And the reverse is true if it's something that you like. For example, how many cigars did you smoke today? One. Multiply it by three. You wouldn't divide the cigar by three. You wouldn't think, oh, then he's only smoked a cigar.
Do you ever think how great your life might be if you started thinking at least a portion of the time about you instead of spending every second of every day obsessing about me?
Shuggy Bear, I just try and enlighten you. I think many thoughts about myself. If you're interested and want to talk about me sometime, I'd be more than happy to.
She's got an answer for everything, doesn't she?
She's definitely on her A. She's got her A game today.
Right.
She's got her A game.
All right.
I got to go. I got calls to the bank I have to make.
Right.
All right.
That's another dig right there. That's a dig right there. Because this weekend, when we went out and stuff, I gave Bart money and I gave her money.
Mm-hmm.
And now I just gave Stacy money for $20 for some goddamn charity thing that I just promised her.
Using her sales, hey, like, we all would do that as parents. We've all done that. Uh-huh. That's fine. But
so I call Frieda up and I say, hey, I don't have any money. Put money in my account. You know, like what? Like that's a crime too?
Did I say it was a crime? Did I say
it did?
You just asked me to do that. I said I had to.
Yes, but you threw it at the end. You threw it in at the end of the conversation.
Well, it wouldn't
have
made any sense at the beginning, would it?
What?
I believe that your wife will have an answer to everything. I'm not even going to. That's why when she tried to lure all of us in, she's on her A game to an extent where she doesn't want to just take you on. She wants to take us all on.
Right.
I just throw these tests to the rest of you to see which of us is the man among you.
Uh-huh. Now you're questioning our manhood.
See, now,
guys,
do not fall into this because
I
she
won't.
Does this to me
I know.
All the friggin' time.
All right, Sugar Bear. All I want to say is congratulations to Rob. I'm very happy for you.
I just want to say that this is the side of Frieda that I've feared my entire career.
Try being married to her.
Yeah, but I've always, I've learned. In the old days, I used to get sucked in. I don't anymore.
All right, you guys.
All right.
Okay, goodbye, sweetheart. I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay.
See you later.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. She was tough today.
She sure was.
I do believe she was on such an A-game that she, you know, she was just ready to go.
Spent all weekend with her mother. It's like, you know, it's like Superman going back to Krypton and getting all of his powers back. She was, she spent all weekend at the planet Cunnyton. She's superpowered. She was with her mother, with her sister all weekend. Jesus.
Revitalized.
Yes.
She was sharp from the moment she called an hour ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Let's see.
I'm exhausted.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
I have to agree with Don totally that Father's Day is nothing like Mother's Day. When Father's Day comes around for me, it's no presents, no dinner out. I mean, they just might get me a card. But on Mother's Day, boy, if you miss the card, the dinner, and the present, you're in deep doo-doo.
You are correct, sir. Thank you, my friend.
It's the universal. Absolutely.
You.
Mm-hmm. You are correct. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is John from Elk Grove.
Yes, Johnny.
Hey, can't you remember, Don, what she gave you last year over Father's Day weekend?
No, what?
One of those?
One of... If this is a Joe Mama call...
No, it's not.
Or a D's... That's the same guy that always calls with that. You're in trouble!
No, I know, but...
You are!
You're still going to get one of those, so just sit back and relax.
So you want me to say one of what and he's one of these nuts... Hello, Don and Mike show. Or maybe
he might have been a Monica.
Did you give me a BJ last year?
I seem to remember now that there was some discussion of that you got it like in the closet or
Hello,
something.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Dave in Spokane here.
Yes, Dave.
You know, I was going to call up and tell you that I'm envious of your job, but after the last phone call from Frida, I'm not sure about that anymore.
That's not my job. That's my life. Okay?
And my co-worker Bob here want to tell you that we're jealous and envious of you to be able to look at those beautiful pregnant women.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So we got another perv on the line.
We do
got
indeed.
That right, but we have a lot of fun in life.
Well, enjoy yourself, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend.
See ya.
Bye. See you.
It's a strange show today. One of the strangest I can remember in recent memory.
Absolutely.
Sure is. You know, and during the break, we're all talking about what we do to different people with baseball bets. Not your wife, but just talking about some of the callers.
The listeners. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Radio Gods. Hey, how are you?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
Great. Love your show. Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
We need to get back to the pregnant women, though. Oh, I got an idea.
I think you got an idea. We don't take idea calls.
Yeah, we don't take idea calls.
Well, okay, let me ask you this then. As far as this contest, do you think maybe the lactating portion could be added?
Oh, there you go.
You
want to scrape bottom. You can always go deeper.
2,000 leagues below the sea. Was it 20,000 leagues below
the sea? Or in that guy's case, 21,000.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. We still have at least one more girl. We'll bring her in just a moment. Hello?
Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, this is Lisa.
Yes, hello, Lisa.
I wanted to tell you guys that the day that you bear a child will be the day that you can have Father's Day celebrated more highly.
Here we go.
Okay.
Look, everybody, just join in.
Just pile on, everybody.
C'est la vie.
Thank you.
Love your show, guys.
Right.
So, Barry, it's an over... Way to go, Rob.
Hey, she's listening to herself on the radio.
Turn it up, whore.
She was a whore.
Righto.
Righto.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You know, years ago, David Letterman started off the show one time by telling, like, five really bad jokes, and he just walked through the doors, and the band started over again, and they just started the show from scratch.
No, but I think the show has been actually very entertaining today. It's just, you know, it's been entertaining at our expense.
It was just an idea.
Thanks.
See, and you know what? By calling with that and with your entire tone, you're as bad as the people you're calling to mock.
I'm sorry.
It was very mean what you just did. Meanness, you know, and there's a certain level. We dish it out, yeah, and we take it, too, yeah.
Yeah, no crap we take it. Jesus Christ.
We take it.
If you don't like the show and the way we're running it, kiss my ass. Change the station.
No, I love you guys. I was just...
Well, that's not what... If you love us, you wouldn't do that.
Yes, sir.
F you.
Thank you.
I mean that F you.
Thank you.
F you.
Thank you.
Really. Keep in mind that some of that may be hostility generated by my wife. I'm not responsible for all the hostility on today's show.
Duly noted.
Duly noted.
Yeah, thank you.
Although, no, this one's for you. F you.
Yes.
Yeah. F you. Hey, guys, I'm just listening. This show reminds me of this time. Letterman had some really bad jokes on me. Right. Sent the audience out.
They started all over again. You guys might want to do that again. Yeah, start all over again. Yeah.
I got news for you. The worst show we do is still the best goddamn show you ever heard in your life.
There you go. That's the spirit, everybody.
Yeah.
You
hear me, you
we need a
son
pep
of a
rally.
Bitch.
We need a pep rally
go,
in here.
Go. No, we don't need a pep rally.
I'm giving myself
Listen,
one.
Our worst show, trust me, is Jack Diamond's Wet Dream, our worst show. Okay?
Thank you.
Oh, will you shut up? Really?
Really?
I mean it. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Who's next?
Step right up.
Come on now. Hello. Take a number. No waiting.
Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
Go ahead.
Don?
Go ahead.
Hello, Don.
Yes, the Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi, how are you? I've been a long-time listener, first-time caller. I was driving down Arnold this past weekend on Ritchie Highway southbound. There's an air conditioning repair place, and I got Don and Mike says, stay cool, stay cool.
Stay cool.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Thank you, it's great. Right. He meant well, which is
yes,
an exception to the rule today.
Thank you, okay.
He meant no ill.
One more call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
My brothers.
Hey.
Hey, look who's here.
A friend.
Hey,
Tom.
Brothers.
Hey, Tom, did Charlie talk to you?
All right, hold on.
We need to talk to you, Tom.
About what?
About the greatest radio contest ever.
Yes.
Could you, the Don and Mike show listener,
yes,
survive 4 hours alone in a room with Thomas Aloysius Gavin?
Yes,
please turn
challenge.
Please turn your radio down, Tom.
Okay.
That's right. 4 hours.
Yes.
One person leaves with the grand prize.
Yes.
Except there will be another person in there with you at the end. And it will
be.
It will be you, Tom Gavin.
Well, we're going to. Here's the deal. Starting tomorrow, we're going to start getting contestants for our Survivor show. Can you survive with Tom Gavin? And we're giving away a fantastic grand prize on Friday. A free vacation to Santa Barbara, California.
Ooh.
Now, unlike some of our games, this involves no nudity.
Nope.
You know, nothing nasty. We're just going to get 16 people and put them in a room with Tom. And much like on Survivor, they're going to have to do gross things like, one by one, they're going to have to rub Tom's feet.
Mm-hmm.
One by one, they're going to have to give Tom a manicure.
Right.
One by one, they're going to have to feed Tom food.
Yes.
One by one, they're going to have to give Tom a massage.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we get down, and every 15 minutes, just like on Survivor, every 15 minutes, somebody gets voted out by the group.
That's right.
Whoever the last person is left with Tom will be the survivor and will win the vacation to California. But it all hinges on you, Tom.
Yes.
Yes, Tom, you have to be available to us for the entire show on Friday.
I'll be there.
Okay, Tom, we will.
I'll be there at the studio.
We will send a bus for you.
A limo.
A limo bus.
A limo bus, Tom.
A limo bus.
We will send a limo bus for you.
Can we hear a roar for that idea?
Roar! Yeah. I'm the monster. You want to talk about the Survivor show?
Yes.
You want to talk about somebody really surviving?
Yeah, how about slow dancing with Tom?
Yes.
It's another one on the list, Mike.
There you go.
Yes.
And, of course, the shampoo.
Hold on, please.
Okay.
Hold on, please.
Maybe towards the end.
Could you survive with a man who is admittedly 15% retarded? Tom Gavin.
Tom Gavin.
The Tom Gavin Survivor Challenge. Oh, but I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yes.
We will talk about this in much more detail tomorrow, when we have to find our two teams of eight people to go against each other.
Excellent.
Now, when we come back, I think we've got at least one more girl. We've got to crown the third trimester bikini contest winner. We'll do that when we come right back.
The best reason not to drive your little Mercedes convertible into the abutment. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, we got one more girl to meet in the third trimester bikini contest.
Been a good competition so far.
Yeah. And her name is Maria. And I'll tell you that I've already been warned that Maria claims her due date is 3 days from now. Yet, everything I've been told says she doesn't even look pregnant.
Really? Well, some women, you know, can be pregnant and not show at all. I mean, it's happened.
I hear that. All right, wheel her in.
Let's bring in Maria.
Let's meet Maria.
Let's find out.
Where's she at? Oh, keep bringing her in.
Oh, come on now. Here comes Maria. We'll be the judge of that.
Braille has the door open. We wait on Maria.
We are waiting.
What is she doing out there?
Here she comes.
Oh, I could not agree more.
Here we go. Here
you
we
know,
go.
There has to be some. You're going to deliver a baby in how long?
In 5.5 weeks.
Five and a half weeks.
Oh, okay.
That's possible.
Right, 6 weeks. Yeah.
Well, Charlie Broyhill told us. Didn't he tell us 3 days?
Well, Charlie Broyhill's been known to lie.
I'm just kidding.
No, don't look at me like that.
Okay. Originally, she had told me June 15th.
Not me, my friend.
Okay.
Okay. So you're basically a month and a
I'm 8.5 months
pregnant.
Still, look at her.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at her from the front, mm-hmm. she's like a goddamn Playboy centerfold.
But she is also very definitely pregnant. I remember some of those models that I've seen where they said, you know, she's about to have the baby, and they just have a tiny little belly.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's absolutely beautiful.
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
A lot of people say I look like Britney Spears.
Yes,
I can see that.
Maybe a little bit Mariah Carey.
Yeah, a little more Britney than Mariah. Robbie, would you please measure? Gladly. Measure Maria's stomach.
Rob said gladly.
Yeah.
With pleasure, sir.
You can hold that at your belly button, please.
Mm-hmm.
This will probably be the tiniest tummy that we've had in here.
Maria has a shiny snakeskin multicolored bikini.
What's the measurement, Robbie?
32.
And do you know whether it's going to be a boy or a girl?
It's going to be a girl.
A girl. 32.
Wow.
Jesus, do you know that my wife just bought me underpants over the weekend? And she bought me size 36 underpants.
Right.
And I'm so goddamn happy to be in size 36. 32 and you're pregnant?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
She's tiny and it's nice to see that the booby fairy has arrived also.
Yeah.
Yeah, was the booby fairy good to you or have you always been?
Always been.
Top heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Fantastic. Okay.
All right, let's... Has everybody rated Maria on her appearance?
I have.
Yes.
Gladly.
Mm-hmm. All right, then let's get one of our random questions.
Very good.
Maria.
Yeah.
How have your milk-engorged breasts changed your day-to-day activities?
I haven't got any milk yet.
She hasn't gotten any milk yet.
Well, I mean, it's difficult to answer the question. Do you want to give her another question?
Yeah.
I'll give you another question.
Very good.
Okay. Please state and defend your views on putting in an extra stitch for daddy.
Meaning?
Oh, dear.
Okay, I'll give you one more. Although, did we do this with the other girl when they...
No, that's...
You know what? We didn't.
That's one
when the girl didn't understand the shaft question,
we weren't able to...
Repeat it, then?
Okay. Please state and defend your views on putting in an extra stitch for daddy.
Oh, God.
You can just wing it if you think you know what that question means, you know? No. So the answer would be, I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
And finally, we are up to the talent portion of the program. Maria, what would you like to do for the talent part?
I'm going to dance with the glow sticks, and so it has to be dark in here.
Okay. Oh, okay. Very
Someone
good.
Someone get the lights.
She's going to dance with the glow sticks.
And you want this music right here?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. She's dancing with the glow sticks.
She's actually, like when you go on vacation, you see like fire dancers.
Yes. Maria, have you ever danced professionally?
No, I have not.
No, she has not.
She could.
Yes, she could.
She's the most unpregnant looking pregnant girl I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good with those glow sticks.
And she's got the glowy things around her
bracelets.
Around her arms also. Yeah, bracelets. Thank you, Buzz. That's what they're called. We're now watching her dance. The studio, incidentally, is the way Buzz would have it if he could.
That's right.
Completely, totally dark.
Yeah. Have you danced? You've obviously rehearsed this, have you, Maria?
No, I didn't.
You're just winging it? All right.
Oh, well, that was beautiful.
Very good.
Beautiful. Very nicely done, Maria. Very nicely
Excellent
done.
Excellent job, Maria.
Very nicely done. Thank you. Somebody turn the lights back on.
Turn the lights back on.
Please. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you, girls. Thank you. Up a little more. A little higher.
There you go.
Robbie, fix the lights. Thank you.
Thank you.
Maria, get out of here because we have to vote on you now.
Thank you, Maria.
Very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Cool.
Wow.
H-O-T.
Hold on. Now we're going to get a picture by...
picture taken.
Quick draw over here.
We will have the website information for you tomorrow where the girls' pictures will be.
All right.
Jesus.
Huh? Fantastic.
Look at the way she pulls her hair around like a model.
Mm-hmm. And even though she wasn't able to answer the question, I still gave her points.
Well, I have to be fair.
Yeah.
I didn't give the other girl any points when she didn't answer either.
I know. Well, I have to be fair also. What's that, Maria?
It was a hard one for you? Well,
yeah.
I've been here for 5 years. I'm from Argentina. So sometimes, like, questions tricky like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've only been here for 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you actually some more points.
All right, get out of here. Get out of here, Maria.
All right. Thank you, Maria.
Get out of here.
Thank you very much.
Now, Mike, if you will pass that over, I will give that to Charles Broyhill.
There you go.
I peaked. I know.
Secret ballot.
There's no secret between you and me.
Secret ballot.
I peaked. I want to tell you. I know it.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I know. That's why we have five guys voting this guy.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's right.
Charlie, how long do you need to tabulate those results?
2 minutes.
How long?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay, then let's do a break while we come back to hear the name of the winner. Oh, you know what I've got for you? I've got an extra prize. Every day this week, Tammy Sachs, a wonderful promotions director, who pretty much just works exclusively for this show. She's fantastic. She's come up with a DVD player to be given away every single day this week.
All right.
From DVDExpress.com and a DVD copy of Man on the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Waste of time. DVDExpress.com is now Express.com.
Thank you very much.
The best place to find cool video games on the web, hot music, and the biggest selection of DVDs on the internet. Now,
cool, man.
Let me see. I wrote myself a note, and then I wrote on it. I think on today's show, there have been 1, 2, 3, at least 4 main topics.
I agree.
On the entire show. See what I wrote down?
Yep.
Can you see what I wrote down, starting with the red ink on top?
Right.
One.
Yep.
Two, three,
that's
four.
That's easy.
Okay. So prove to us you've listened to the whole show.
You're being generous, I think, by
call
giving
call and, you know, summarize everything you've heard in 4 very grand categories.
Yeah, if you know all 4, you're going
to
win.
Right. So if you've listened to the whole show tonight, beautiful. You get a DVD player. Be the 100th caller right now, and we'll have the results of the third trimester contest. Who? Phone number 877-365-3636. And after all of that,
yes,
we will go to Guy Birdland. But you know, Buzz, that's too much for me to handle at once. Yeah. I'll come back for the tease next.
You need a buffer.
Okay, right. Yeah, we'll be right back. Weekend.
Okay.
Weekend.
Item 2 is when you call Tom Blavin to see if he can be in the contest.
No.
Sorry about that. That was not
happened.
Number 2.
Sorry. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'd like to attempt a guess.
Yes, who's this, please?
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Okay, tell us what happened.
A weekend recap, both of you.
Yes, that's correct.
You talked about the survivor, the 16, the people that you're going to have in on Friday.
You know, I guess we did tease that, but we never said it was Tom Gavin, but that's not exactly what we're looking for next.
Well, then you talked about, let me see. Then you talked about Father's Day not being as important as Mother's Day with Bart.
Okay, now, I'll give you a clue. There was something in between when we talked about our weekend and when we started to discuss how Father's Day is not as important as Mother's Day when I talked to Bart.
Well, gosh, I just remember the argument with Frida.
No, that was later, and I didn't even count that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I toned out a little bit there.
All right, honey.
Tuned out, yes.
Thank you.
We're toned out.
Bye-bye. I like that guy, Toon Lock. He was always one of my favorite rappers.
Let's do it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
How you doing?
Listen, who's this?
This is Adam.
Okay, so Adam, we start with the weekend recap, and then there was something in between the weekend recap and when we started talking to Bart about Father's Day.
It was, and you're not talking about Mike's recap.
No, that counts as the weekend recap.
Were you talking about how you can't win an argument with your wife?
No. Listen, something of a technical nature happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be the only clue that I give you.
There you go. That's a wonderful clue.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, okay, let me try this.
All right, go.
You first started out talking about Rob and Carrie's blessed event, really.
Yeah, that was technically accurate, but yes, I mean, the weekend is what we're accepting.
But that also will get thrown into the weekend in review.
That's right.
Okay, all right. Well, screw it, huh?
I give up.
He gives up.
That's a good effort.
That's right.
Way to go.
Thank you. Hello. Don and my show.
Hello. Can I guess the thing?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. You had the weekend thing.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me turn my radio down. Sir.
Please do.
Thank you.
Take your time.
Okay. I'm sorry.
All right. So you got the weekend thing.
The weekend thing. All right. Then you discovered that the phones weren't working.
Yes! Bingo! Yes!
That's
right!
Good. That's very good.
And after that, we got into the discussion about Father's Day.
Father's Day.
And in my mind, there's only been one other major event on the show since that.
A pregnant bikini contest.
We got a winner!
Yeah! Yeah!
Yes! That's right!
You're the big winner, sir!
That's right!
Oh, my God.
What's your name?
My name is Kalen.
Kalen, where are you from?
I am from Worcester, Massachusetts.
Kalen, you've won a DVD player and a DVD copy of Man on the Moon. Whoa's! Courtesy of Express.com. DVD. Express.com is now Express.com. Thank you. What is your radio station in Worcester?
WORC, The Raven.
WORC, The Raven.
Yes, they need as many plugs as they can get.
Raven sounds like it could be, could use Carmi as a mascot.
They need something to get their signal further than Worcester, but, you know.
How do you get the Raven out of WORC?
They use a bird.
You'll have to talk to your station people up here, but.
The Raven.
Raven. Yes, that's what they call it.
Whatever. I mean, I don't care if it's the gerbil. You're listening to it.
Absolutely.
And we thank you. Hold on, please.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. We will give away a brand new DVD player every day this week on the show. Now, let's get the results. Let's get all the girls in here.
Mm-hmm. For a long time, Ken Stevens wanted to call this station the Weasel.
Let's get the girls in here because I do have, in fact, the final results.
Wow. Let's bring in the ladies.
There were four ladies that ended up coming in. You know, after the 21 ladies that called up, mm-hmm. only four of them had the balls to show up, and only one of them has an excused absence because she actually dropped the baby over the weekend.
Perfectly acceptable. And now the ladies are coming in. Let's give them all a nice round of applause. Here come the girls.
Here come the brand new girls.
They'll beautiful. All of them are beautiful.
Yes, they will all be on the web. We'll have that site for you tomorrow. The girls are Kelly, Suzette, Maria, and Danielle. Coming in fourth place with a grand total of 57.2 points. It's Danielle.
Danielle,
thank you.
A nice round of applause. Way to go, Danielle.
Thank you, Danielle.
You're a wonderful contestant.
Thank you. Step up. Anybody want to say hi to Danielle?
Danielle, and any type of speech you'd like to give?
This has been very fun.
It's been a wonderful experience.
Yes.
Now, have you girls gotten together and voted Miss Congeniality at all or anything like that? No? Just kidding. Don't worry about it. I got that look that said, what is he talking about?
Thank you, Danielle.
Are we supposed to do that?
Coming in third place with a grand total of 89.7. Maria.
Congratulations, Maria. Way to go.
Thank you.
Anybody you'd like to say hello to?
Just my mom and my sister.
Mom and sister. All right,
okay,
wonderful.
Now, I'll tell you that it was very close between the last two girls, Kelly and Suzette.
Okay, and of course, whichever girl doesn't come in first, if anything happens to our number one person, God forbid, incidentally, they'll take care of all the duties.
They were only separated by a total of 7 points.
Wow, that's a close one.
And we voted on looks, their ability to answer our insipid questions, and the talent.
All right.
With a total of 108.8. Your third trimester bikini pageant winner is Kelly. Yeah.
Kelly!
Yes!
Congratulations, Kelly.
Step up, Kelly.
Way to go.
Step up and greet your public. How do you feel? You are the first annual third trimester bikini contest, beauty contest winner.
As a loyal listener for the past 15 years, I'm honored.
That's wonderful.
Also, this is a great gift because the fight is on the same night as my husband's birthday, so this is going to be a great birthday present for him.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, Kelly, you've won a trip for two to Los Angeles. Your trip includes round trip air, two nights hotel, and two VIP tickets to the Oscar de la Hoya Fight Club, now available on 2-disc DVD with commentary by Brad Pitt and Ed Norton, deleted scenes, outtakes, and behind-the-scenes vignettes. Buy it today thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much.
And first runner-up, Suzette, is there anything you would like to say?
No, this would be... Oh, yeah, Suzette, sorry.
Yeah, that is Suzette.
There are only four of them, Kelly.
just to my hubby, Dennis. Hi, I love you.
Aww. Listen, for all you girls, you're all going to get 3-pack of DVDs, your choice, courtesy of Express.com. DVD Express is now Express.com.
Let's give them all a big round of applause. Marvelous job, all of you.
Very sexy, sexy pregnant women.
And now they parade out of the studio. Goodbye, ladies, and good luck with the babies.
Bye-bye.
Let us know how everything turns out.
We will have those pictures up on the World Wide Web for you tomorrow.
Way to go. Kelly came coming in first. Kelly's 43-inch diameter helped her enormously in that competition.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, let me see.
You know, her scores were high throughout.
Yes, yes, she was a strong contestant. She was the one that twirled the baton and
yeah,
did as well.
And let me see, and she got extraordinary scores for that. She got a 7, a 5, a 9, an 8, and a 6.
Yeah. And 43 inches in diameter.
All right, thank you, Kelly. Thank you, all you girls.
All right.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
time for news.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Yes, it's time for the made-up news with Buzz. And Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Whoops, some of our nuclear secrets are missing.
Oops.
Right. Happy.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned
for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike
Show. Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional. Joe.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
They wonder if
may I have your
Olson tonight. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Wonder if
they're awesome tonight.
All right, listen, Slim Shady. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to start opening the phones to find a team of 8 and another team of 8 for our version of Survivor.
We think that our version is a lot tougher than the regular television show.
Can you stand 4 hours in a room with Tom Gavin?
Ah,
where you'll have to rub his feet?
Oh.
Massage his buttocks.
Oh.
Feed him food.
Ooh.
Slow dance with him.
How about share food with him?
Kiss his cane.
Share a sandwich with him.
All of these things will be happening on Friday's show when it's time for the Donna Mike version of Survivor with Thomas Aloysius Gavin. One person left, and we'll do it just like on Survivor. You'll meet all of the people. You will hear them interact with Tom throughout the show as they are forced to do various things with Tom. They will vote people off.
Tom is in. We spoke to him earlier.
Excellent. They will vote people out of the room as opposed to off the island.
Yep.
And by the time one person's left, free vacation to California for them.
Fantastic. Do they have to take Tom Gavin?
That is fine. No, absolutely not. And we will start filling the Survivor, it's not an island, the Survivor office on tomorrow's episode.
Whose office is going
to
be?
Not our office, Mike. I guarantee you that.
There you go.
Now here is Guy J. Birdley, Guy sponsored by...
Nobody!
The birth of Rob's baby.
There you go. Hey.
As if it weren't enough that the government set the fires that drove people out of their homes in Los Alamos, New Mexico, now this. When scientists returned to the Los Alamos National Lab after the fires, they noticed something missing from the vault. That something is some of our top nuclear secrets.
His name is Charles, but close friends call him Charlie, and he's behind bars.
Here you go. Here's your briefcase, Mr. Gorbachev. La, 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 la.
Well, even though the lab was the center of a spy drama last year, officials say there's no evidence of espionage.
Charlie, the mind of the child.
Ah, Joe, we got the goods. Run! La, 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 la.
I'm sorry, Charlie. Uh-huh. I screwed up again.
You did. To our enemies.
Mm-hmm. And even though they say there's no evidence of espionage, they still have no explanation for the disappearance of those documents. They say it could just be the result of the confusion during the evacuation.
We want rubber gloves. Stole them all. All the files. Got them on microfilm. Little bitty cameras.
Either way.
Dong, baby, how's it going?
We give them to that man.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Well, either way.
He paid us lots of money. $10 each. Let us go for a ride in his Corvette. Wee.
Dong, baby, how's it going?
Wee, H2O gang.
Well, the head of our weapons research lab says, and I quote, it's an extremely serious matter.
Oh, yes.
Charlie thinks so. Last time we spoke of Alaska Airlines, the government had given that company 1 week to come up with good reasons it should be allowed to keep flying. Now, the week's not up yet, but the airline has turned in its answer, so we're just waiting now to hear. In the meantime, the Seattle paper has published a letter from an Alaska Airlines pilot. The pilot wrote his company to say he didn't feel good about the plane they had him fly recently.
Here's a transcript of the letter read by the pilot.
I can't speak. I am dumb.
Man, that's scary. The pilot suggested that perhaps the company improve its maintenance program, which is kind of what the government has in mind. Saturday, three Alaska Air flight attendants got hurt in turbulence from another jet while their plane was banking its way toward Los Angeles. The injuries were minor. But Sunday, another Alaska Air flight was delayed for hours when six people worried about safety demanded to be let off the plane. Two of them were flight attendants.
Listen, I'm not a phobic flyer.
Right.
And I feel safer in an airplane, really, than right. I do.
You should.
Behind the wheel of my car. Mm-hmm. However, if given the choice now,
right.
I would drive rather than fly Alaska Air.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Too much bad ass keeps happening to Alaska Air.
When two of the people walking off the plane are flight attendants, you know things are bad.
I mean, so that's two people that are scheduled to work the flight?
Yeah, they were flight attendants scheduled to work the flight.
Right. Here is an exclusive tape of the engineering staff at Alaska Airlines before that very flight.
Why, you dummy.
Don't you dare hit me in the head. You know I'm not normal.
Why?
See that?
Why don't you do things right?
Constant turmoil.
The plane did make it to San Diego with no trouble.
My God, and this was an airline that didn't they have a spotless safety record before this?
Yes, they did. Until recently, yes. And now all of a sudden the whole thing has come crashing in.
Right.
Hey, you got to watch out for those Alabama sharks. 55-year-old Richard Watley found himself face-to-face with a full-grown bull shark over the weekend. They can weigh 500 pounds and grow to be 11 feet long.
Those are the sharks with the Confederate flag on their backs.
You'll see them.
From L.A. Lower Alabama.
Richard had just watched a friend stagger onto the stand after the shark chased the friend ashore, unprovoked. The first such attack in Alabama waters in 25 years.
And there's a bull shark.
And then the shark went after Richard. It bit my thigh and would have taken a chunk out of me, but I hit it. I thought it might leave me alone, but it came at me again and again. I would punch him, he would retreat, and then I would swim as fast as I could for about 10 seconds, but then I'd have to turn around and face him again. He chased me all the way to shore.
A shark is wearing Daisy Dukes. Shark alert.
Yeah, it is, Uncle Jesse.
I got into General Lee and I drove, man.
He's big. I punched him, though.
I said, where to? He said, I don't care. Move.
Go.
I learned that from some Clint Eastwood movie. Hey, you're hurting me.
Stop it, you son of a bitch. Stop it, you crazy bastard.
Let's hold on. Let's do this.
All right.
We'll be back with much more news and comment in a moment.
Gentlemen, once again, the American criminal justice system.
Listen, I Bueno, if you want to kill anybody in this country, two places you want to go, Los Angeles or Atlanta.
Absolutely.
Do it.
Apparently so. Lewis struck a plea bargain last week that has him on probation. His two co-defendants have been found innocent.
So what about the two guys that were dead?
They're dead.
Yeah, I know they're dead. But
I know, but
that's it.
They're
SOL. We're going to give up into finding them?
I mean,
they're killers?
They found their killers and they were acquitted. I think that's what it was. Once you've been tried and acquitted on murder charges, that's it. You can't be tried again.
And remember what they had said about Ray Lewis is that after he made the plea bargain, his testimony was not as strong as they had counted on.
Oh, his testimony ended up helping out his friends.
Which I don't know whether that was by design or not. You could make an argument either way that he got up there and he really wasn't intending to incriminate his friends.
Well, Atlanta District Attorney Rudy Martsky has done it again.
Yeah, hey, thanks, guys. Thanks a lot. Sorry we weren't able to put this one in the W column.
How you doing?
The actual Atlanta prosecutor says he is deeply deeply disappointed. Michael Jordan can still play golf. He'll just never be any good at it, according to his doctors. It's the result of the accident last year in the Bahamas when Michael cut the tendons of his right index finger while fooling around with a cigar cutter. Sounded like that. One rumor says it was part of a dare that took place in a casino. Either way, Maximum Golf Magazine reports that Michael...
What was the dare? Can you cut your finger off?
I guess.
Yeah, you win, Michael.
Maximum Golf says Michael's doctors tell him he'll never regain mobility in that finger. The magazine says Michael was preparing himself for the PGA Seniors Tour, for which he would be eligible in 13 years.
Why doesn't Michael Jordan prepare himself for making the Washington Wizards not the biggest pussies in the NBA, something he could concentrate on today, not 13 years from now?
They're going to get that coach from Miami, though, right? And he's going to turn the franchise around.
Yeah, oh, Mike. Yeah, he's a franchise turner-arounder.
Fantastic.
Yeah, right. Expecting an announcement about that today, but
right.
It never came.
I'm excited about that. I already went out and I bought a Merlin costume because I want to be a wizard.
And you sense how unenthusiastic I am about the signing of whoever this guy is.
It's looking very sad right now for the Wizards franchise. What are they on, their third coach they're trying to get now?
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah.
Roseanne wants to get naked for you. She says she's lost 75 pounds since having her stomach stapled.
There you go.
Baby.
Remember that picture you used to show of Roseanne?
Yeah.
She does have the...
When
she was young and she didn't have any weight.
In her book, in her first book, when she had all of these autobiographical pictures of when she lived with trailer trash in Utah.
Right.
I'm telling you, Roseanne Barr was a hot girl.
Little picture of her skinny in panties.
Right.
You know, and she's about 25, looking good.
Hot.
Well, she says she's lost the 75 pounds. She's had a facelift, a tummy tuck, and a breast job. She says it's turned her into the sexiest, most beautiful woman on earth.
Dead sexy.
Roseanne says if Playboy's not interested, and believe me, she's asked them, she'll post the pictures on her new website. Yippee.
Yeah, right. We're all very excited about it.
Yeah.
He just can't be contained.
Roseanne, she's got a new body.
Meanwhile, the young woman
she's sexy.
The young woman who plays Tony Soprano's daughter has been going to high schools to talk about eating disorders.
Really?
No.
Someone should talk to her ass about that.
19-year-old Jamie Lynn Seigler from Long Island says that until 18 months ago...
What do you mean, Meadow Soprano?
Yes, Meadow. Says she had an eating disorder. She won't say which one, but she talks to students now about anorexia and bulimia.
Well, it's obvious as we watched The Sopranos last year that we figured out that she had gotten past it because her ass was getting as big as her mom's.
Yeah, she was, what is she, I mean, she had both conditions?
Oh, no, I don't think so. She had one or the other. They won't specify which, but she does talk to teenage girls at high schools about both conditions since they are related, and she's now working for the eating disorder people.
You know who she should talk to? Leah Remini.
Yeah. She would know.
Yes, three. Wow.
Meadow joins the rest of the cast in filming a third season of The Sopranos later this summer.
Later this summer, that'll be on, what, sometime in the year 2002?
Next March, I think. Penthouse publisher Bob Guccione's speech is a little slurred these days after surgery on his tongue.
Oh, my.
I just want to say, everybody from Penthouse Magazine, these are some of the most beautiful girls in the world. Great, great job, Penthouse Magazine. This is Bob Guccione.
Guccione had a benign tumor removed from his tongue. It was benign.
I had a tumor removed from my tongue. Then for my speech patterns, I know what it used to be. Thank you very much, Penthouse Sweetest. Bob Guccione.
Come on. Hey, how you doing?
He had the surgery several weeks ago, according to the New York Post. Now the paper says he may be out of the woods after one more biopsy.
Help me.
Guccione reportedly got laser surgery, which removes less healthy tissue than a scalpel would.
Take the tumor out.
Gone. You're amazing. Laser surgery.
Oh, better now.
But now he can see 2020 with his tongue.
Amazing. Gone in 60 seconds. Had no trouble becoming the number one movie in its first weekend out, but it will likely get bumped from that spot next week by Shaft. Gone in 60 made $25.5 million, knocking Mission Impossible 2 down to second place. MI2 made just over $17 million. Big Mama's House made just under $17 million for a third place finish. Dinosaur was fourth, Gladiator fifth. Rounding out the top ten, Shanghai Noon, Road Trip, Frequency, Small Time, Crooks, and U-571.
One more, Buzzy, and then I want to talk about that movie, Andy Rooney's movie, Gone in 60 Minutes.
You ever notice I'm gone?
Dead?
Too many!
60 minutes.
Guitarist Noel Gallagher says he dropped out of the Oasis World Tour because his brother is, and I quote, a monkey boy.
Now, which one is this? The one who breaks the watermelons?
They both do that, but that's the other Gallagher brothers.
The guy he's talking about is the lead singer, correct?
Right.
I know that.
Exactly. Okay. All right, there you go.
I know that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's make it a gag about the other Gallagher brothers.
I'm sorry. I was too busy thinking about these guys because I saw them. I saw them a short time back, and it's hysterical, especially when the guy sits up in the balcony and he's making fun of his brother, who's trying to be the lead singer when he can't be. And meanwhile, the brother's up there drinking and smoking after saying he had no voice and he had laryngitis. And he's, like, making fun. He's heckling his brother when he's down on stage and they're supposed to be in the same band.
And it's weird. Two sets of Gallagher brothers, and neither one of them get along. This Gallagher tells the BBC it's impossible to tour with brother Liam because, quoting again, he's been a bit of an idiot. Noel says he can't even be in the same room as Liam, much less on the same stage, and he says the rumor's not true that he wanted to spend more time with his family. Noel says if you tasted his wife's tea, you wouldn't think that. Maybe he's hard to get along with.
All right, thank you, bud.
Maybe it's just the name Gallagher.
Maybe the curse, the Gallagher curse.
The Toe Tapper's right there. It's time for a call 100 and a prize package we've selected especially for you. Be the 100th person to call now at 877-365-3636. And please, be assertive. You know what, Mike? Hold on.
What's that?
Eddie Gallagher.
Oh, man.
Never a problem in the world for Eddie Gallagher.
That's because he didn't have a brother.
Be right back.
This, the patron saint of jizz, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Righto. Hello, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, Steve Young's made his decision. The Niners quarterback says he's retiring.
I'd like to point out that the press conference is still going on. We're into our eighth hour now. And the thing, Donna mentioned before that I didn't cry during the press conference, right. But I just want to say, I will miss football. I miss football, Coach Mary Gucci. But most of all, the fans.
Steve says all the concussions have made it too dangerous to keep playing. Here's 16 seconds of that hour and a half news conference.
Jesus.
Some Sunday morning was going to be. Oh, some Sunday morning was someone to be.
Steve Young.
Bells will be shining and all the roadies. Oh, some Sunday morning was someone in me.
Yeah, see, he had to retire. Young leaves the game as the highest-rated passer in NFL history.
Oh, tootsie, don't cry, oh, tootsie, goodbye, oh, the tootsie, that takes me. La, 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 oh, do it over again, do it over again. Oh, I'm for the train, oh, joy never fails, oh, you know, I'll let it in, you know, I'm in jail, tootsie.
All right, I'll play your tape and see which one we like better.
Okay.
Obviously, this is a tough decision, but I know that I've made the right one, because I've studied it out. Prayerfully, and I really feel it in my heart.
Well, I'll see you in my dreams. I'll see you in my dreams.
And I can't deny it. And so I retire from the great game of football today.
Steve threw a Super Bowl record 6 touchdown passes in 1995.
I thought you were going to say he threw a fit.
South of the border down the Eagle Way. Where I criticized and I came out to play. Well, that's where I found it.
Steve Young.
Oh, south of the border down the Eagle Way.
At least he's happy.
He is.
Even with
when
the...
you wish upon a star.
Let's go to Disney World.
Picture you want. But when you wish upon a star, your dreams they come true.
Thank you. Steve Young, San Francisco 49ers quarterback. Bye-bye, Blackbird.
I know that. Sparrow in the treetops. Sparrow in the treetops. Scared of going guns to down late. Oh, sparrow in the treetops. Sparrow in the treetops. Scared of going home guns to down late.
Or Steve Young.
Steve Young.
Blue moon.
I don't know. Blue skies. All day long, nothing but blue skies.
Even with the most expensive payroll in baseball, George Steinbrenner still wants Sammy Sosa. Sammy Sosa. He's fine. Sosa's not been happy with the Cubs lately, though. And even though there have been no formal trade talks yet, the New York Post says the Cubs have already put together a list of players they want from the Yankees. The paper says Sosa wants to be the highest paid player in the game. He makes $10 million now. He wants more like $18 million. The Post says Steinbrenner's most trusted set of eyes have been watching Sosa for the past couple of days, and word is the Cubs scouts have been watching the Yankees as well.
Pull the trigger, George. Do this one. I think it's a good idea. It's a good move for the Yankees.
And tonight, the Yanks open another three-game series with the Boston Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
And finally...
Do they really?
Yeah.
Not a chance I'm making a bet.
Not going for it this time?
Not a chance.
Yankees are playing a little better than the Red Sox right
now. Doesn't matter. Lost the Lakers bet to my son. I would have lost the gone in 60 seconds bet to Charlie Broyhill.
Mm-hmm.
No bets.
This is one of those periods of time the Yankees are in right now where George has kind of let the team run. You know, he hasn't gotten involved in it. Sammy Sosa reminds me of some of the years where George really wanted to get involved, and all of a sudden they trade seven guys away to get Sammy Sosa, and who knows?
Who knows? Finally, if you do something 200 times and you do it well 198 of those times, you can be very proud. Unless that something is circumcision. Dateline Ankara, Turkey. Health workers performing a mass circumcision on more than 200 young boys in...
And these aren't like babies. These are young boys, right?
Pre-pubescent, just before puberty is when this is done.
Whoa!
And they did 200 boys in 2 days, except they messed up the last two. They removed too much. The local news agency says the doctors immediately operated to try to repair the mistake.
Oh, we're sorry.
Quoting the head of the health service, they appear to be all right, but it... But it will only become apparent later if they have lost their sexual function. Eh, live and learn. Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
Yes!
No!
Says it's gotta go!
No!
And thanks to all of the pregnant ladies who came in for the third trimester bikini contest today.
Danielle Kelly, Suzette, and Maria.
Now, tomorrow we'll have their pictures up on the web. We'll give you the www site on tomorrow's episode. Plus, tomorrow we'll start to fill up the roster for the Survivor with Tom Gavin show.
Who will survive?
That is on Friday's episode. We'll start tomorrow. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is great. I'm caller 100.
Yes, you sure are.
Thank you. I'm Libby.
Libby, where are you calling from, Libby?
I'm calling from Vienna, and I'm hoping for a great prize for the James Madison All My Grad Party.
Libby.
Yeah.
Libby, okay. Libby, first you want a pair of tickets to go to Paramount's King's Dominion on Wednesday, June 21st. Don and Mike Day at King's Dominion. You will ride on Homo Joe's Anal Express. Paramount's King's Dominion open daily. Check it out with the new Nickelodeon Central and five new attractions. But wait, there's more. You've won the Blockbuster Entertainment Awards prize pack. Tune into Fox Tuesday, June 20, 8 p.m. to catch the Blockbuster Entertainment Awards. Blockbuster, bringing entertainment home.
Okay, great, thanks.
But wait, still more. You won the John Wayne Video Collection.
Yaha.
The John Wayne Video Collection makes a perfect Father's Day gift.
Right. Learning graduate.
Right. If you visit your father in a cemetery.
Oh, no.
And it's now on sale in video stores everywhere. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. You guys are terrific.
Thank you for listening, Libby. Hold on, please. That reminds me, tomorrow we're going to fill more seats on the bus to King's Dominion also.
Good.
And we're going to do lesbians with lesbians, homo guys with homo guys, married couples, divorced couples.
All
of that tomorrow. We will see you then. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And now, Robbie. Sydney, we're ready for you to throw your hat in the air. And congratulations again to Rob and to his many sperms.
Way to go, Rob.
Thank you.
Created the baby.
Here we go.
That will be born, and hopefully we'll not take him away from the show except for a specified vacation time.
Absolutely. Well, we always set up a daycare center in here.
Throw your beret in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Yes! Yes! For the baby! A good luck throw. Good luck toss right in the mouth of the baby.
Yeah.
Mike, put that in your mouth
the
same way you put yourself
Wow.
You know where you put it.
Yeah.
To make that baby.
All right.
We will see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr.